Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button and I'll get you on as quickly as possible.
Big sight, new paint.
Go,
yeah. You know how to
go, you know.
All eyes on me.
Roll up in the club. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hate. Gonna sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell, the freedom cowards gone. Well, all you steal down, follow when you see me, and let the devil suck. For the day they finally freed me, I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit us up when we pass by, until I die. Little life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot, we're being too close late.
Hello, and we have a special host tonight. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I was rocking to the beat. Whose intro is that, lady?
That is the intro for Mississippi Joe.
Oh, man. No reason Mississippi Joe has so much pep in his step. What? is that? I don't know now. That sounds like Tupac. Is that Tupac?
I am not sure. It sounds like him. I'm not sure.
It definitely sounds like Tupac. I didn't know Joe rolled like that. <You know? laughs> Joe is a Tupac man, you know.
Evidently.
Lady A, how's everything going with you today?
Wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And how's the family?
They're wonderful. How about yours?
Doing likewise. Likewise. Lady A, we don't ever get a chance to export your family, but, you know, you and the little lady, the old lady in the shoe. So how many, what'd you say, you give your kids numbers and not names? Is that true?
No, Jay, I'm not trying to be like you. I only have two. What are your numbers?
Oh, I'm around 5 or 6, somewhere in there.
Oh, okay. Well, you win. I won't try to keep up.
Yeah. But then, at your age, I don't think you might be running neck and neck, you know, age for age. Now, so don't.
Good job, Jay. Put me on the spot. Next topic.
You mean you don't want to be the topic of discussion?
I sure do not, Jay. Not at all. It's not my desire in life. I like staying on the back scenes.
Well, Lady A, you know, this year Grudge Inc. has, you know, Grudge Inc., this is the 11th month, so Grudge Inc. is 9 months old. And being 9 months old, Grudge Inc. has moved a long way across the country and in people's minds. And, you know, Lady A, you have been an instrumental part in that growth. You understand?
I do, and it's been a pleasure to be a part of that growth. It really has.
And, Lady A, I do want you to, if you can, to try to get different ones on the show tonight, because I want to see what do people think about the fact of the growth, you know, in such a short period, and are we burning ourselves out? Well, hey, let me ask you this. Do you think we're burning ourselves out, or is this just a start?
I truly feel like it's just a start. It has wonderful potential. Grudge Inc. has wonderful potential. And I do think it's just getting started. I really do.
Well, you know, like I said, 9 months ago, it was just a simple thing of getting started, an idea. And if you will, Lady, give me some of the key people that has been part of this movement while, you know, I have a conversation with the list of artists, if you will.
I can definitely do that. I'll start you out with Stunna. Your mic is open.
Yo! The number one, Stunna. What's going on, Stunna?
Jay Bizzle. How you doing, my brother?
Oh, man, I'm trying to make
Lady
it all.
Hey.
Huh?
I said, Lady A, how are you tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm trying to make it. Now we're talking about Now what were you saying, Jay? You wanted what now?
Well, I want to kind of take a few minutes. This is something that it was brought to my attention on several occasions that we need to address and let people understand that, you know, that Grudge Inc. is in its infant stage. It's a newborn, 9 months old, barely beginning to walk. And,
a nine-month-old baby.
And at this point, you know, I want to say this, to say that Grudge Inc., again, you know, this is the thing that I guess I want everybody to start resounding on their shows, Grant, is the fact that Grudge Inc. is for all grudge racers. Now, in the fact that we are for all grudge racers, you know, we are learning, you know, we are learning and adapting. And so it's not that if y'all ever hear of anybody that's not a part of Grudge Inc., or if you ever hear of anybody who's thinking Grudge Inc. is against them, it's not true. But now let me tell you this. We have learned, though, that people that don't want to associate with Grudge Inc., I mean, we're not going to be offended. And if they don't want to associate themselves with Grudge Inc., if they don't want to be part of the active conversations, the events. Well, you know, we're going to talk about and with people who do. And so I want to make sure
that
everybody understands we ain't excluding nobody. But the people who want to dance with our dance, we're going to dance. You know, that's what we're going to discuss. You know,
and I'll say this too. I mean, I think, and another thing I think a lot of people don't realize is how grudging. It's funny you say that, you know, even though people are not a part of Grudge Inc., but how many, I would say, almost stars that Grudge Inc. has made, even though these are grudge racers that are not really, quote-unquote, members of Grudge Inc., how we have brought these people to the forefront and made them known all over the country.
And see, that's the thing now. That's one of the things that's part of this acceptance. Again, you know, one of the things that people talk about and, you know, talk about, and if you will, Lady A, my computer's up, so I do see Bobby the Wild Child. Would you open his mic? Cause I do want him to be a part of this conversation. I don't want him, while we're going this, Would you open up Bobby Child's mic? Bobby Child, how you making the team?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, all right. Bobby, are you on to enjoy and talk, or are you coming on just to tell us about that wonderful show that you got?
I'm on to tell you about the wonderful show, but right now I'm at Club Parisian, and I'm going to let this young lady come over here and talk to y'all. Good evening, listening audience. And I'm up here with my man, Jane, and he said he's getting ready for y'all tomorrow. You know, hey, right. Club laid out, man. We got about 8-9 big screen television. You can watch both. We got a bar and, you know, and lots and lots of pretty women. And now if y'all married and, you know, and don't want to get it in trouble, I suggest, you know, y'all, you know what I'm saying, Jay. But
show some restraint.
Show some restraint. I'm gonna let this young lady say something. I'm gonna tell y'all about the race. Y'all know we're getting ready. We got guys done come down here and done roped off the special parking place, almost the whole entire track. Like I said, we got 6-0, 7-0, 8-0, 5-0. We got me and Mr. Walter, man. We got to do some damage, and we got some good races that are locked up. We got the top gas bike. I mean, we got it all. People are getting ready. The bracket race today went real good. We got through with it. So I came on down here to check the club out, make sure, you know, I've been here before. And, you know, and they put me in a private booth, so y'all will hear the background noise, Jay. So I'm going to let the lady I'm going to let her say good evening to Mr. Jay Bond here, ma'am.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey there, Miss Evening. What's her name? What's her name, Miss Evening? Evening. How you doing, Miss Evening?
Y'all sound like y'all cutting up over there. What's going on?
You said what's up, Miss Evening? Miss Evening. I see you in the private room. I see you in the private room with the deacon. So I want to be cautious. Good evening. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderfully. How are you doing?
All right.
You have a wonderful voice.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, man. Good evening. It's eight. It's eight.
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
She just says pretty and sexy at that voice.
Come on now. Rob, child. It's stunning now. Get to Maria, man.
Yeah, you've been making moves. You've been cranking.
Look here. Now y'all know I don't like to bet no money, right? Cause y'all call me the $500 man, just like the $500 man, right?
Right.
Now, if you don't like what you're looking at here, I give all y'all $1,000. Every last one of y'all on this radio, I give you $1,000 if you don't like what you're looking at.
I'm going to text you my number.
Can I picture of her?
Yeah.
This evening got it going on.
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to lie to you. Yeah, pretty nice looking.
Confident, too.
Very confident. And then, let me tell you this, thing, Grant. Listen, it's just 8 o'clock. This evening start early. Just wait.
What now? Look at him, man. I'm telling you, when we get through, look at him. My man James said, look at him. This going to be y'all waitress. You know, when y'all get here and everything, you know, you want to come on down, you know, get your little drink on, get your little dance on. She'll be, you know, waitress, you know, y'all, you know. And I know y'all going to spend all y'all money buying drinks. Make sure you hear what you're telling
me. I'm going to make sure I'm with Donna.
You like 10%, and 20% is better.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, how 20% is that?
Where's Mississippi Joe?
Huh?
I said, where's Mississippi Joe?
Mississippi Joe, you know, he had, he's listening in, but he got a lot of background noise, and he was and trying to get his kids and stuff, and, you know, being a family man, trying to be a dad, But now he don't need the pressure of a nice young evening lady like yourself.
Oh my goodness! A nice young anybody. Well, we don't want to put any pressure on him. We don't want to tempt him or anything, but I heard he had some big muscles. I heard he was swole.
Yeah, they almost big as mine. They almost big as mine, baby.
Stalin's muscles are bigger than Joe's now. I ain't trying to draw down on Joe, but, you know, Stalin definitely got a better physique than Joe.
Man, y'all know y'all wrong, man. Why y'all hitting your brother like that? Why y'all hitting Mississippi Joe?
We don't want him to be thinking that.
We're keeping it real, you know. We don't want him to be mistaken, you know.
But let me tell you this, I'm going to go and add this part to it. Not only is Stunner's physique better than Joe's, Stunner, and I just have to say this, it ain't, you know, it's about giving a man the proper props, because I want Miss Evening to know who she needs to be directing her attention to. Stunner has a better physique than Biz, Turbo Tim, Rick, all them.
My goodness.
You know, all that group, you know, when Stunner come, when Stunner come around, women just fall in line and start walking behind him.
I think he's been
a little. No, I mean, they start getting in line. I tell you right now, Miss Evening, Turbo Tim mad with him, Chemo mad with him, Biz mad, all because of the women falling in line behind him.
He's being too modest.
You know, I'm just letting you know.
Wait,
that, you know.
What'd you say?
That you're talking to a man amongst men when you talk to the number one star.
Hey man, she asked y'all about Cold Killer.
You know, ever since he went to get his smile corrected, you know, we ain't talked to him.
He went to get his mouth corrected. He didn't go to get, you know, braces or nothing. Just the whole thing fixed. Messed up. Well, how you look, though? You ain't seen him since at all?
You ain't seen him or heard of him.
Oh, man. Well,
Miss Evening, you talking to a video vixen over there. You need to see me.
No, please don't do that, Chemo. Because we not directing Miss Evening to the zoo, because they call Megan the zoo, but you talking to what our real live animals?
Hey y'all! I'm gonna let y'all talk to the man of the evening too, Jay. Hold on one minute, Jay. Let me let you talk to the man of the evening. That's gonna be helping y'all. Like, I know y'all done got with the lady here. Y'all don't forget about racing.
Oh, yeah. It's Miss Evening. We're on Miss Evening right now. You've been a metabolic flow about it.
Hey, man, I've got what we were talking about.
What's going on, Jake?
All right, my friend, what's going on with you tonight?
Slow motion right now. Waiting to see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, listen to this. Be prepared. Now, listen, you know, when we parted hard. And I hear, you know, you got Miss Evening serving drinks. You got the play set up, the ball. I mean, you know, Bobbin gave us a scoop on it. So, you know, I'm looking forward.
I guarantee a good time. If you don't have a good time, you come see me. I'll take that good time that you had back and give you another one.
I ain't never heard nothing like that, Jay. I've never heard that. They will take the good time that you didn't have and give you a new good time.
Please not go get on the plane. Chemo trying to order a plane up now. Chemo, just stay too far away, Chemo. You can't make it.
We're excited. I'm looking forward to meeting y'all.
And likewise, man. We'll be there, and we talk a little junk. But you know, we appreciate your offerings, and we're gonna come down and have a good time tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. We've been preparing for it for about a month now.
Sunday.
About a month of Sundays now.
Mother Sunday. For you guys up north, that means a long time. That's that Southern talking. They don't know nothing about that Southern talking.
No, my man got an offer. She can't refuse.
There you go.
Somebody trying to get the missus. Somebody trying to get the miss evening. Somebody trying to get the miss evening. That all.
Miss Evening. Yeah. Hey, that's a good name for it, though.
Yeah.
Miss Evening, that's a new one. We think we're going to change her name to Miss Evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. But y'all, so y'all already there, getting ready, getting everything set up.
Absolutely, absolutely. We laid it all out for you. We're ready now. Like I said, we've been preparing for this for a little while now. So, you know, only thing left to do is just open the doors tomorrow night and have at it.
Have at it. Well, it's kind of a small blessing that some of the guys that we're referring to, like Kimo and Biz and Lil Tony, and that they ain't coming, because they don't know how to act when they get around women in a club like that, so.
I gotta go on mute for 1 second, y'all, so. That was, I'll be listening, but I'll be on mute for a second.
I heard that, dude.
You know, when we got a lot of guys up north on, and when they, you know, they ain't used to that southern get down, you know.
Oh, man, we'll spoil them, they may not leave.
Yeah, y'all talking like y'all country.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I may not leave. Right. We in the bushes, too, that day. Our soldiers ain't down here. We doing it in these bushes.
They're doing it in the bushes.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't know nothing about doing it in the bushes.
Y'all play hide-and-go-see down there, huh?
Yeah. He might know a little bit. He talking like he might know a little bit.
Yeah, man, y'all talking like y'all country there.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, that's what it is. And because them northern, they don't know that about that. We don't want to have them leave them home and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, when they don't make it back, huh?
Yeah, they leave out and all messed up. You know, we don't want to do them like that. But we're looking forward to it. That Bobby Child, I see he in early though. I mean, he done got that a little early as that, man.
Well, boy, you sitting next to what I'm sitting to. You come early, too.
All right. Your wife been hitting the back in the backhand. Just keep talking.
Look here. Say what now?
I said, your wife been backhand. You keep talking.
She, you know I'm looking lying. I'm looking left and right. But anyway.
So you ain't got to look, Jay. That thing that recorded, man.
Well, yes, that's right.
Y'all better cut that thing off. Y'all better cut that record off, boy.
Man,
but yeah, I believe the fifth. Hey, tell them to leave me alone.
You gotta leave them alone. Leave
my phone. That's Miss Evening.
Tell them, guy, that sound like a broke record.
That's Miss Evening.
What did you say?
But Bobby Charles,
y'all on this phone sound like a broke record.
What did you say about me?
That's
Miss
Evening.
First off, my name is not Miss Evening. One. Let's get that right now. My name is not Miss Evening. It is Cream. And two, what did you say about me?
Hold on. What's your
Whoa,
name?
Oh, my God. Cream.
Say that man with your name here. Say that man with your name here. Tell your man your name, Sugar and Spice and everything nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there go Mr. B.
That's exactly what I'm made of. Sugar and Spice and everything
that's
nice.
That's the worst type.
Hi,
who that made that statement then? Kimo, who made that statement?
Huh?
Me? You talking about me?
Was that Biz down there?
Biz done hopped the plane already?
I didn't talk you shit. She said her name Cream, Jay.
Cream.
No,
that's
her name is Sugar and Spice and everything nice.
Dang.
Hey, that's even better. I like that. Now I got to, you know, I got to ask the next question. I can't help myself. Forgive me, but I got to ask the next question.
I know what you've been asking.
When you tell me a name like that, I have to ask you, how did you get such a luxurious name?
Well,
I gave it to her. She's the best. She the best ever came through town and slept out of the gate with a high choice for a necktie.
Hey, shut up and let the lady talk. She finna tell you how she got a name, y'all.
Well, we want to hear it.
Are you listening? Can you hear
we
me?
We are. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, actually, I got that name because Cash rules everything around me. Have you ever heard that song by the Wu-Tang Clan, Cream? Cream Get the Money?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is my moniker, what I go by. And I wasn't giving myself that name, and I just took it. I felt like it sounded pretty good. I'm not too dark-skinned either, so it make a little sense.
Oh, now I gotta hear the song. Hell, I'm lost. I don't know what
yeah,
the song
means. Yeah, I've never heard the Wu-Tang Clan, Cash everything around me is called Cream.
Everything around you is called.
Say, where this place at? Where y'all going to this race at?
Yeah, I'm watching.
Can you hear me? Hello. Oh, it's just in orange.
They don't hear you, but I hear you, baby. They don't hear you.
Y'all need to play that song immediately. That is a hip hop classic.
I know the song, baby. I know. I ain't gotta play it.
Okay,
I know it.
Good.
Yeah. These other lanes on the phone, they don't know. I know the song, baby.
I try to stay in my lane, man, but. I'm damn near finna ask her if she works in the West, man. I'm trying to stay in my lane, but, you know.
They crazy.
Repeat that, even though she's what there. Is she working? She said that girl's move everything around her. Is you working?
Oh, yeah, I work here, and I got another job. I got two jobs. If I can get another job, yeah. I'll have three.
You want a third one?
Leave it alone. Leave it alone, Kibo. Leave it alone, God damn.
I want all the money. All the money. Next, you want to remind you, when you come to the bartender and tip your waitress, leave them on
the tip. Son,
Kibo was trying to, he was relating to the scene on Medea goes to jail. When Medea
Call. Who they want in? Call. What the hell you want to live?
Okay,
y'all. Look at here. Miss Cream says she'll be waiting for y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, we just we look forward to seeing. We look forward to seeing y'all having some fun. Definitely.
Okay. She's a very attractive lady, so I hope if y'all are not married, you know, you might not want to leave Albany. Jason, you must get some cream, boy.
I like sugar in my cream.
you like sugar in your coffee? You don't like no cream? What?
No, he said he likes. Oh yeah. I don't know what Jay said.
He said he likes sugar in his coffee, so you want sugar with no cream.
Miss Cream, let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Have you ever driven a man crazy before?
Once that has happened. One time. And I'm not proud of that, but just once.
Well, Miss Cream, let me ask you one more question now. If you have, so you do have the past of driving at least one man, one documented case driving a man crazy.
Yes, make mistakes in life. Don't judge me.
It's all right. I mean, we all do. Now, let me ask you a question. That one man that you drove crazy, I mean, was he by chance out of Memphis, Tennessee, by chance?
No. He is from Virginia. Sorry.
But he's from Virginia. But listen, I was once told that a woman named Cream drove a man I know out of Memphis, Tennessee, crazy. And I was just trying to see, were you the one that had drove?
Oh, I believe him at home, just in case.
Now, there's a couple of gentlemen. Huh? I just want, before Miss Cream get off the phone, I want her to know there is some guys on the line from Memphis. I just kind of let her know in advance that they have a tendency to go crazy when women are around. So I just want to make sure that she knew that.
Okay. we're going to have ample security just for that. Also, if they feel like going crazy on the other side of the bar for me, they can do that. As long as they don't come across that bar.
No stalkers allowed.
No stalkers. I can't handle it. My nerves. Too bad. Too bad.
You know, it's experience that hope.
But, hey, guys.
You can get to work. I got some people to serve. It was nice talking to y'all. I hope to see you tomorrow.
All right.
Hey, nice talking to you, Miss Cree.
Okay, y'all. Y'all had y'all fun.
Is that Terry?
Hey.
Tomorrow night. We're inviting all y'all to come on out. I'm finna ease on out. She got to go to work. And like I said, y'all just come on. We very nice facility, plenty of room for parking. Even if people did bring the rigs down, they got somewhere to park and stuff, so it's all nice. So all y'all got to do is just come on and let's have some fun.
Right.
Bobby Wiretown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sounds like you can change your profession from driving the race car to pimping. Talking about she got to go to work now.
Yes, sir. Look at you, man. No, I mean, she got the customers that enslaved. See, what happened was, what they did, they cut the music down. They cut the music down just so
that we could hear. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Just to do that interview. So, you know, and then people was coming in. So when the people was walking in, you know, they had to, go to work. So they had to cut the music back on. You know, they done that special for Grudge Inc. So shut everything down so that, you know, so that we won't have the background. Right. We got
Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. known to do that, man. You know, that's
y'all sound like a bunch of homosexuals.
Huh?
Wait a minute. That wasn't dog. That sound like dog.
Y'all sound like a bunch of homosexuals.
Hey, is this Mario After Dark?
Yeah.
Who
went crazy? Yeah, who was that homosexual talking that talk?
I said, don't you sound like a homosexual?
Who is that?
That ain't dog.
That sound like damn Biz. Is that Biz? That better not be Biz.
But hey, it's a very nice facility. Nowhere, I mean, you can almost throw a rock. This is, y'all might think I'm lying. You can almost face it. We don't have them.
They're right here on the phone talking about a bunch of homosexuals having 1,001 questions.
Oh?
Man, what y'all mute that stupid motherfucker's mic?
Hey, find that man, boy. Make him stand up like a man. Let him get off his knees.
Hey, I hope your motherfucker at home. I hope your motherfucker at home in the bed.
Hey, help us out on that one, please. That,
what now?
Listen to this. While we got everybody on, I was going back to tell everybody we're going back to the thing of fact, and then we'll get back into this conversation in a minute. But I want y'all to know that Grudge Inc. is 9 months old, and that in that, you know, we have grown and covered a large territory of the country. And so
I can agree with you. You can't be grown. You can't be grown. You got the rest of the motherfuckers that are calling people motherfucker. I just wrong.
Man, what motherfucker? Who get on the mic talking stupid, man?
What in the hell? What we got going on tonight? What the hell is that?
Man, somebody ain't took their goddamn medicine, man.
Lady A, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Can you find that line for us?
I have it.
Who is it? Let's expose this clown.
He said his name is Bad Boy Killer.
Bad boy, that cold killer, his mouth messed up. He's talking crazy. He gave him too much. Novocaine, whatever. I bet it was crazy.
I thought the man couldn't make it to the pharmacy, whoever that was. You know, pharmacy was closed yesterday, so he had run out of his prescription.
He couldn't get his Ritalin. Yeah, that's exactly what. Exactly. Well, being in the bad boy, it's kind of you know, it's acting bad. We're gonna try to deal with him a little bit longer.
we don't want that grudge. We're trying to shut somebody up. You know, we let everybody have their voice. Now we let everybody get their.
Let me tell you about that too. Grudging by Tyler, I'm letting everybody. We're gonna have to go in a couple of Joker jaws. Let them know.
Jay Barnes, you let a guy come on here the other night and he tried to take over the whole goddamn show and to Turbo Tim and him. Got the riding on his ass and I ain't heard from that guy no more. Did he ever put up anything about his crew?
I don't think I was on that night, but I heard tell of it. But the thing was, I think Stone told that man, stop worrying about who we are and identify who you are. You know, post with you. We know us. But you know you. That was the thing that we kind of,
I said he said five cars. I said five. I had already had five cars ready, but he had to. He said take him a couple of weeks to get everything. I ain't understand it. I ain't never understand. You come on barking, but then
listen, man.
You got three weeks to get just
a view.
Huh?
Have you ever seen a bus pull up to the bus stop, load up, and as it's taking off going down the road? Here's some yahoo running behind it, trying to pull his pants up, saying, hey, wait for me.
Oh, no.
You know, that's all it is, man.
They trying not to get left by the bus.
They want to maintain relevancy in the game.
Hello.
Sometimes people use certain issues to make them irrelevant.
Yeah, he it was early in the week. He might have been drunk, but I don't know.
Maybe he had been missing.
But you know what? We move on. Like they say, we'll digress on to other things. We got big and better fish to fry. You know we got Bobby Tires race this weekend, and then we got the Baldus race coming up. And yes, sir. I think we all gonna support Baldus race. We're gonna support Baldus to the fullest.
I ain't got a car. Y'all a bunch of fucking chili and need a car.
There you go.
They go
out, buddy.
What
you tell us about your car, brother?
Motherfucker, y'all ain't got no car. You want to know something? Y'all go get your highest private inspector, got you. Man, he got a Tyco car, man.
He got a Tyco racetrack.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't got no car. I'm looking at y'all jet-ass niggas ain't got no car. Y'all know y'all have a whole lot of ground. Y'all motherfucking chillies. I don't think y'all need some fucking scourges on pom-pom.
Man, he sound like he got something in his mouth already, man.
That's what you already mouth.
Son, would you put something in his mouth? My zipper stuck.
I believe Sonnen did it to him because he ain't gagging. Don't choke him, son. Just brush his teeth. Don't choke him. But going on back, man, what about this thing about the Baldy's race, man? I'm looking forward to that. And then hold on, I don't jump too far. Terry, you on? I didn't want to overlook Terry because y'all know
Terry got to get up $100,000. And so we need to be trying to help Terry all we can.
I know that's right.
Hey, I'm out here. Hey, I thought I tuned in tomorrow after dark.
What's going on, Terry?
Nothing much.
We were trying to make sure, Terry, we didn't want to leave you out. Because that $100,000 going to be, I know several folks have already claimed it, so we need to give you all the time we can give you to make sure you get that $100,000 up.
Hey, everyone's saying they want it. Everyone's winning it.
Yeah.
Hey, I was hearing that you were thinking about not letting the winner take off.
Yeah. We're throwing that idea around right now just because.
I think that's good, though, really.
We're thinking about paying back some spots.
Probably because people are coming from so far away, and I mean, you know.
Right.
I think it'll be good.
We're thinking we're going to keep the winners right around 70,000, and then pay back from there.
Yeah, I can. I'll be 70,000. I'll be able to break even at 70. I feel you all right at 70, you know. I don't know how the rest of them gonna make it, but me, I probably do all right with 70.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that'll be good too, Terry, because you got a runner up. He will get how much?
We're not sure. You know, we really haven't thought about how far to pay back and how much. But we're thinking we're going to keep the winner right around 65 or 70 and then pay back from there.
Don't take it down too low. I mean, I can't survive under 65, so you've been spoil my day. You're going to have me not coming. I got to have at least, you know, 68. I go 68, here. I go 68 with you. And the rest
now,
of
you, know, you claiming this money, how you... You got to win that money, man. You can't just win that money.
You know, Jake got the pumpkin coming out. You ain't heard about the pumpkin yet?
No,
hey,
I haven't heard about the pumpkin.
I don't know.
Hey, one question, DJ Grant. Is that chemo talking first? I want to make sure.
Yes, sir. Okay, chemo.
We ain't got to your place yet. We talk about first place. Terry, let's go to third place until we talk about chemo.
Hey, I'm not paying that far back to chemo spot.
I won't. If I come, I'll be number one contender, or if not, the champ.
We all know Biz is the champ up that way.
Hey, I was just going to say, you know Biz is the champ. Don't claim that name.
Biz,
I ain't going to tell you no lie, man.
I kind of got my act together a little too late in the year, but Biz won't be the champ for next year.
Well, one thing is for sure, he the champ of this year.
Yeah, he got me over 15 grand.
I gotta give him credit. He handled his business this year.
Didn't you promise DJ Grant an ass whooping?
Well, you know, DJ had a little problems when we were both down there.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I'm gonna say it like this, and it goes for sportsmanship. Early in the year, me and Kimo supposed to get together down in my race, and Kimo had a problem with his car, and he had to kiss the wall or did a little something. So, you know, I, keeping the gentleman racer that I am, I graciously, you know, did not. I said, I don't want you punk out like that, blah blah blah. So, but it just goes to show you, when we came to Macon, Kimo was there. And he was in a position to race, and I had a catastrophic failure, and he let me get out of my punk out. So, yeah, we still got money in the air, so we still got some air to clear. So it's
still pending.
It's still pending.
Yeah. That case is still pending.
Yeah, it's been carried over. It's been carried over, but it's still on the calendar.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, I think with me and Stunner racing, that's going to be a big showdown.
I agree.
Should you guys be doing that in Bradenton?
I agree to that.
I can tell you one thing for sure, it's gonna happen in Mississippi.
Okay.
If I can't make Braylon, I'm damn sure gonna make that Mississippi.
Huh? That Tuesday.
Back to
he said. He said if he can't make Bradenton, he'll definitely. I ain't gonna put you. I like old Keeper. Me, that was so funny though, man. Jada, I don't know if I told you how he played me now. I got to the track a little late. I got there. And Kimo was I had never even seen Kimo call in person. I pulled up the name and said, Kimo right there in the line, look at Kimo. So I went right on up to him, and they had kinda told me he was having a few issues. I said, nah, I ain't gonna mess with him. I don't know who it was to him. No, he always know you gotta mess with so I started messing with him a little bit. But then I just held back. I said, come on, I'll run you right now off the trailer. He could have got me through that crank ain't had but with one pass. She didn't even have a pass left. So anybody what I would have got beside, I was gonna take a L. So he had me and didn't know it. But anyway, me and Booth 12 came around and everything happened. I didn't know if Kimo had seen it or not or whatever. So Kimo came on up to me and said, "All right, I'm ready now. You ready?" So I'm acting like I'm ready. I said, "Yeah, I'm ready. What you want to do?" He said, "What you want to do? Hit your pocket. So we both in our pocket. We both counting out money. I said, "What you want to do? $2,000, $3,000? Kimo like, "Whatever you want to do, folks. Whatever you want to do." He said, "Yeah, come on, let's deal with that broke crank in your boat." I said, "He do our best, but he let me on out the puck." I said, I ain't got nothing bad to say about my man Kimo. Besides, we going to get it on eventually, I reckon.
Well, yeah, listen, that brings up a question. I want to – somebody that hate the fact that good racial race, I'll put it that way, they say that when you go to a good ink show, it's like bracket racing. What y'all thought about that?
Bracket race? There's no difference between when we at the track. We grudge in, yeah. But the thing is, we have rivalries inside of grudging because we all are grudge racers. But the thing is, we are all gentlemen. I mean, it's racing is what we do and what we love. I mean, outside, when we at the track, we want each other's ass. But other than that, it's nothing personal. It's all about unity.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So I mean, they can miss me with that because I'm not going to the track. I'm not looking for no peace treaty. I'm going to get on somebody's ass or somebody gonna get my ass. One or the other. That's what's gonna happen.
So Jay, is that what Prime Time trying to turn this into a grudge thing? And Prime Time.
You can't compare a Prime Time to a grudge thing. That's not a comparison. I don't see how you can even. You can't compare.
That's an elephant and an ant.
Small group of races. You got a group. Not trying to say because they not definitely not. I'm gonna say I'm not trying to discredit them because they are. They are what they are in the grudge game and what they are too. They are good for the grudge game, but you talking about a crew that's got two or three drivers and that drive all the cars. I mean, I'm not saying that that's an issue or a problem, but I'm saying you can't compare them to grudging. I don't think you can anyway. But I can say they do. They are some hell of a racer.
I say they're hell of a racer, but they show pick and choose with the what I've seen, that gangster boo go anywhere, grace anybody, but the rest of the cars they pick and choose with.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But now let me tell y'all this. The man just knocked on my door. and it was damn it was a Pony Express, man, so I don't know what the heck.
It was a what?
He left Pony Express. I don't know when he left.
Pony Express or Pony Express?
Well, I didn't
want to say it.
Pony Express. He riding a damn pony with a. He just came to the door. Hand me a damn letter.
What's the breaking news? The breaking news. What is it, Jay? What is it?
He left. But see, the letter that he brought come from Mississippi. So I don't know when the hell he left.
What did the letter say, man?
Let me tell you what the letter say.
It's addressed.
Let me make sure I'm reading right now. Hold on.
It says, addressed
to Stana and Chemo. Trying to make sure. It says, I'm going to tell you what it says. Now, hold on, I got to beat some of the dust off of it. That mom come across country, boy. But let me tell you what it says. It says, please be advised, Stana and Chemo, February the 9th, free ass whooping available.
Now, that's the way that phone is, I can respond next, then you take the message back.
You want me to stop the phone? You want me to
stop the phone?
That's my ride, boy. That's my ride now, I'm telling you. So I don't know when they sent. I don't know when they actually sent the pony when they gave the message, but he just got him.
Tell him my ass will be suited up.
Hey, J-Bar, that was FedEx. That wasn't Pony Express.
Class, what you know there,
Clark?
Hey,
what's
going on, fellas? What's that? How y'all fellas doing tonight?
What's up?
Hey. What's going on, Jay?
Carl, you know I need glasses. He looked like he was riding a damn pimpo pony. He had on a damn coat and a hat. He looked like a Pony Express man to me now. But he did give me, but now that you said it, the damn envelope do kind of look like, you know, FedEx. But, the letter inside didn't say wasn't addressed to Stana and Chemo?
Yes, it was, sir.
And it says something about free and ass whooping. I didn't get the middle part.
J-Bar, you can send the letter back to him with Big Clark. I don't want none of them problems.
Wait a minute, Chemo. Wait a minute, man. Hey.
I had a change of heart, Big Clark.
Chemo,
listen,
Chemo, listen. When they build them transmission, now they don't put number four with them, man. They don't put no reverse in them transmission.
You know, in any transmission, you barely have drive go out in that bitch. Reverse always go out in that motherfucker. You go out, reverse, go out. You use reverse more than you use drive. Fuck it. I don't want my drive out. I'm going to go put this bitch in. My shit is stuck in reverse.
Well, listen, let me tell you, Jay needed glasses. I'm going to tell you what the message said now. It says, since Chemo and Stunner is getting ready to go to war, y'all got a free invitation. It's Fat Tuesday week, February the 9th. Y'all both get in free. Y'all can get it on in Atlanta, Mississippi, man.
Yeah, we can do that.
If something happens where y'all can't do it in Predator.
Hold on, Clark. We got to see if it's on a date. Now, you know he's a religious man.
No, I used to get that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. When I did every day, I'm available all them days.
No, you're on the wrong day.
I lost something. I got lost. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you got lost. Yeah. This is February the 9th.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. You're a vampire. It has to be done after sundown, Clark.
Hey, well, guess what? The track don't close at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
It's 2 a.m.
No,
it don't close at 2 a.m.
No, that's fine.
Uh-oh.
Sounds good to me. I'll be ready for that one, Clark.
y'all both got VIP pass. Just hey, don't even, if they try to stop you at the gate, just run over who in front of you.
Yeah, run them over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run over after I chop like my car, do the little lump after I said Dick Clark told me to do that.
that sound like a bet for a deal with me and Stunner with me, Stunner with the thing.
Yeah, that's fine with me, brother.
Well, you know, if y'all didn't work out on that day, that's fine.
That's the same weekend,
yeah. Cool. You know, Fat Tuesday starts this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but they have motorcycles in Hattiesburg all day. It's nothing but motorcycles, no cars.
On Saturday.
We're gonna have all the cars in Lena, Mississippi that day.
Good evening.
Hey, Jay.
What's
going on? I just want to say good evening to all the rest of the other fellas. And it's Bobby. Hey, I got the guy rolling in. I told Dick Clark he should have come ride because I got some guy here from Mississippi already on a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who he is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're going to spend the night coming to Total Home. So just letting y'all know, hey, these people are coming on in here. So, hey, y'all, we're going to have some fun tomorrow night. I'm just telling you. And also, hey, Mr. J, like I told y'all, I do have a VIP boot for the Grudge family. So y'all gonna just come. Yeah, we gonna feed you and full of the tick at the old folks say, get you full of the tick and then we leave from all the race now. We're gonna eat y'all on down to the club region so y'all can meet Miss Cream.
Uh-oh.
So y'all can meet Miss Cream, okay?
A woman with a name like that.
You ain't right. I said, I hope Jay don't say nothing. I don't know what y'all was gonna say on this phone.
As much as I would like to stay on the phone a little longer, I got to get off. But I want everybody to know it's been great talking to everybody, and hope to see y'all. See everybody soon in the next show. I don't know who that is, but y'all be good, and I'll holler at everybody later on.
All right,
Stop. All right, okay.
Hey, y'all bear with me for a minute. I got some folks that I need to open some mics. People already said we hard to get along with, so let's open up a couple of these mics so we can see. 404, I'm sorry, Lady A supposed to do this. Lady A, open up the next mic. Lady A, you there?
BET, your mic is open.
Damn.
Y'all fucked up now.
ain't no hot damn.
What's going on, bro?
Hey, J-Bar, put your armor on.
Let me tell everybody. Hey, look, everybody, we got to talk in code now.
I just wanted to come on and tell y'all that that guy that came on there, I want to apologize for him. Came on there so y'all ain't got no goddamn cars and shit. That's one of my old racing buddies back in the day. He called me. He had been wanting to get on the show.
Uh-huh.
So I passed off the number to him, and I didn't know he was going to come on in and disrespect y'all like that, man. I'm glad y'all didn't know who he was. So.
B.T., don't you never put that clown on the show no more.
Like I said, Bobby, I apologize, man. I just wanted to let y'all know I apologize. And I will get on him about that. I know he's probably still out there listening.
BT, was he a part of the Bus Motorsports from Michigan?
they call him 250 Shot. Have y'all ever heard it? It's all in the video on YouTube. Mr. 250 Shot out of Alabama. That's his racing team.
Yeah, he sounds more like a 75 shot, BET.
Well, like I said, said, Bobby, I wanted to apologize that he came on disrespect like he did. I didn't know he was going to do that. He told me he was just going to sit back and listen. And I don't know.
Well, it was pretty damn brave of you, Kimo. I mean, to even mention, I would have never told nobody I knew who the hell that stupid ass was.
Jay, you would have disowned him.
I would have came on top of him. Who was that stupid motherfucker that was on the line?
Yeah, he did act out of body, man. You know, like I said.
You didn't take that?
I go 250 shot.
You say he didn't take his antibiotic?
No, he ain't took no medicine. He just straight on in the snap.
He needs to take some antibiotics, then you need to give him some.
I think to you. Now I know Witt in the race, but do that dude hang out with the one that be with Witt on that damn scooter with the sunglasses on?
Now Kimo, now you meet him in person. Now he way worse than Nardo. That fella there, I'm telling you, man, me and him have had it out a few times, too. But, you know, I guess he begged my pardon, and he came on back. But like I said, that cat there, he here now. Nardo ain't got shit on him.
P.T., you begging his pardon right now, huh?
Yeah. I just didn't expect him to come. I thought he was going to do what he said he was going to do, just listen. I didn't expect him to come on it.
I wouldn't own up to that. Sometimes you got to let stupid people, you know what we did, we told that damn mic up and kept on going. Well, let me ask you something. I got to ask Clark this one question. Clark, I got this question. On February 9th, I want everybody to know that I'm going to put a hit out on a man.
I got a hit I want to put out on a man,
and he go by the name of 901 Bad Boy.
Ooh,
I got a $500 hit on 901 Bad Boy with, and that school Mustang, and I'm looking for somebody to take up my hit.
Trayvon, why would you do that? You know. BET on the phone, and he ain't said nothing because he done clicked over and called his name.
Jay Bond, I got a man that I can get on the phone right now that would take that bounty. And let me tell you, he's sitting on 28th, no Willie Bar, in a Mustang. Not a one can have the 29 though. In King Kong, and this guy here would take that bounty. I guarantee.
Why you just not mention that, Clark?
Hey, listen, because he's a new member that we getting ready to bring on that side of town, and I'm telling you,
King Kong Killer. Big Clark, is he a member of Grudge Inc. or a Prime Time? Which one is he?
Well, no, he's not a member of anybody right now.
Okay.
You know, we getting him ready to join, and we ain't just talking about a lot of a whole lot right now, Kimo.
But I guarantee you. This is my thing. If as far as I'm concerned. Now, I want everybody to know that Wick is a member of Grudge Inc. And the new man that's coming, we're going to make him an honorary member of Grudge Inc. All I want him to do is go down on Wick's ass. That's all I want, 500 deep.
Well, I can get him to make sure he takes care of that for you, Jay. And I'm going to tell you, you know, this guy is going to be a force to be reckoned with. In 2013, I guarantee you.
Wick might be scared of him. You know what I'm saying? You know, Wick done built his whole career on raising one man. He don't know how to raise nobody else. So I'm a little timid. But the 500 bounty on Wick's ass on February the 9th is
BET, will you cover from Wick right now?
Damn right. Well, he ain't backing down. I want to know who the hell Clark talking about.
Now, why you worried about the man on
28,
man?
Hey, BT, I guarantee you, if I call him on the phone, he's going to say lock his ass in. He's a bad boy now.
Don't call him.
Jay Barr, anybody, anybody with a stock suspension on 28, he want a part of. And he's a Nike, not a turbo.
But
I knew it, goddammit.
I've been watching them damn goods. I've been watching them damn goods. Hey, I feel disrespected by Grudge Inc. Because I come on the show last night. I heard about Primetime folks been taking Grudge Inc. down. And I come on the show last night and took up for Grudge Inc. and told them they don't have to dial 901, they can dial my other number, 911, and I would help them out. Now I get on the show tonight, and Grudge Inc. put a bounty on me.
But did you hear the whole thing?
Yeah.
Didn't you hear it say that Wick is part of Grudge Inc.? So, you know, we just want everybody to understand that just because you're part of Grudge Inc., that don't mean that we can't get on that ad. That's all that means.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got no problem with that.
Hey, Wick.
I got
a new man that with a Mustang, no Willie Bob stock suspension on 28th, that he finna rule the Mustang world come 2013.
Uh-oh. Nah, it's just a turbo.
It's not a turbo. He's a nitrous car.
Yeah.
You want to run King Kong?
He'll run King Kong. He'll run any of them.
Hold on. I hear him matching the clutch, but he ain't went in the reverse yet.
He got to worry about that. The bounty. But I don't want to take the bounty because I'm putting down a lot of power. When I go somewhere, I got to make sure these places be able to take this power now because I get over there and put the pound in there, and I can't put my pound in. I don't know.
Hey, Wick.
It's J-Bar and Marty. It's J-Bar and Marty. We'll give a shit.
Hey, Wick, wait a minute now. Are you saying with the tuner that you have now, another man can put their power down and you can't?
I had a few problems over there putting a little power in. But, you know,
okay.
I ain't saying it with the track. It might have been me, but
I can tell you this, too. I can tell you this, Wick. I can guarantee you, February 9th, if you have any problem putting down your power, you get a full refund. But how about that?
Hey, be careful now. He got 2,500 horses.
What I'm saying, Jay Barney, he needs 3,500 horses.
Woo wee!
That's what the track gonna be calling for.
It's gonna be a refund on my expenses to get them, cause you know it cost me a lot to go.
Hey, Wick, listen, you ain't but 10 miles on the other side of Jackson. Now don't do that.
No, that's a lie. I came the last time you said that, man. We was all on the back road for 3 hours.
hey, listen. See, Wick, I'm not responsible for the joyride that you want to take and let you want to down and et cetera, et cetera. Now, I ain't responsible for that. You got to hit the highway and come straight onto the track.
I'm going to take that bounty. Yeah,
Let me tell you something. I've been sitting on him. I'm looking at the board. I'm looking at your name. So the whole time I was talking about you, I knew you were listening. And I seen where you mashed the one button, and I didn't open it up. I just want to make sure I get all my talking in first. people always keep trying to say that I'm trying to throw people under the bus and different little things, but I knew you were there the whole time. So the only reason I said
I wanted to get on it and comment on what Stunner said anyway, because y'all do need to recruit some more people, because Tony Bynum, it wouldn't be hard for Tony Bynum to take Grudge Inc. down there. You ain't got but a handful of races that are going to race.
Stunner ain't gonna race. That's why he got off the thing. He gonna do my laugh all night, giggle all night. But nigga ain't gonna make it no. Only person gonna stand up for Grudge Inc. is Viz. That's the only person standing up for Grudge Inc. And Tony Bynum probably can take seven up and knock his ass off with it. So y'all need some help. Y'all need some help.
Okay. Well, listen to this. I'm okay with that, but Wick, don't you stand with Grudge Inc.?
I'm gonna correct y'all. I'm correct you on you say they pick and choose. Them boys raise any and everybody. They ain't picking and choosing. He done did 100 grudge races this year. How in the hell he picking and choosing?
But listen. It ain't good to talk about a man when he ain't on the phone. So I don't want us to attack him. But this is what I do. I got. And I don't bet, I can't say what I want to say because everybody's going to damn jump on me. But because of what you said, I'll take Biz over 7-Up. I'll take Big Low over the Little Romeo. I'll put Big Clock on Moneymaker, but I can't do that. So listen.
you got to put Big Low on Moneymaker.
No, Big Low on Moneymaker.
No, Romeo.
On Rambo.
And then
you big block, 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 you big block
with me. You don't want me back. You got to figure out what it is.
I know. I understand that. I think that'll be a good match with Money Maker, Big Low,
no.
Rambo.
Nah.
Rambo with
Money Maker full chassis car, man. Money Maker full chassis car.
Yeah, it is.
Don't do that.
Okay, we say Rambo. So y'all gonna take Big Low over there, and yeah, I take Biz over seven up. And hold
on,
what you with seven up? They gonna run you with Bam Bam, Biz.
I got one more though. We'll put the man that's doing Brandon. What his name?
He fine. Baldy.
We'll put Baldy on damn Money Maker.
On Money Maker.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not. No, Jay.
What's all that?
Big Baldy got a raise with Nightmare. For life.
Who got that?
Well, G.
No. Well, we trying to knock off the three cars that Prime Time got. The three cars, Selma, Romeo, and then we're gonna get Money Maker and let Baldy knock. Now, this shit over. We ain't cook up yet. And then hold on. Just so we can make sure. Listen, make sure everything is even and everything is killed. We'll let Biz knock off damn dog just for the hell of it. That just be the best team on the clock.
Hey, Jay. Only way I knock off dog if you miss it. I got to get dog 1-1. I got to get more.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh man, I have no dog for the click on.
Just the cost. He used to be part of Prime Time. A Camp 5, a Camp 8.
Man, listen, man. Dog don't know what camp he at, man. Hey, why y'all bring up dog, man? He'll be on.
Hey,
Boy, I know dog tearing that one button up right now.
Hey, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you a stunner. You a stunner. You got one turbo car. He got one turbo car, right?
That's right.
Hey, Jay Vaughn.
I think one of y'all need to give each other one of the turbos. You get one of yours and have twins. Who knows which one's going to race?
What we need to grab?
Hey, Jay Vaughn.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, open up Gadget Mike. He's trying to get in.
All right. Oh, man. Gadget.
Hey.
Gadget, that's you?
Yeah, that's me.
That's the strongest back half time in the world, in the country right there.
Okay, hold on. Let me put that back. Hey, what is the tone at, man?
I want to put Gadget on Moneymaker. I got all that Gadget. I put some daylight between on Moneymaker. And hey, Gadget, make sure you go on GoodGeek.us and see that picture of your car.
Hold on, Gadget. I'm texting you now. I'm gonna tell him you're looking for.
Yeah,
you need to see that.
That's Kimo.
Yeah.
He sit
his ass down. I'm fucking with him.
Kimo.
Gadget. I'm gonna knock Kimo ass off too, Jay.
you gonna go and get Kimo for good measure.
Yeah, I'm gonna knock it. I don't like the way he talk, man. I don't like the way he talk.
He sounds too much like Lil Tony, though.
Yeah, too much like Lil Tony. I really want to knock both of their asses off.
Well, that,
hey, what got your motherfucking tongue? Can you talk?
We done froze up. He done froze up.
He's texting Lil Tony.
In all seriousness, I'm talking serious talk now. I really believe that. And y'all weigh in on this talk right here now. Mustang, big block, on 29. I believe Wick is the baddest man in the land. Now y'all tell me. He can't never get down the damn track. But whenever he do get down the track, he ride.
Hey Jay. Wick can keep his 29 in his Mustang. With one carburetor on 28, we'll run over with. Now, with my boy now, but he better stay out of the way of this Mustang here, man.
And you said nitrous. You said nitrous.
He nitrous with.
Okay.
This is what I'm going to say right here. Yeah. We're going to go and put the baddest damn nitrous box body up. And it's time. If you let this damn 28 do something to you, Wick, and you don't get that belt, it's going to be something serious.
I ain't got no problem getting that belt.
Hey, listen. Jay Vaughn, BET still back there trying to do all the homework, trying to find out who the hell I'm talking about.
We don't care.
Yeah, you heard him, then. He don't give a damn, so I ain't going to worry about it. He confident. I'm confident.
Hey, BC.
I hope it's Kimo.
Look, as soon as BC find out who I'm talking about, he going to say, wait, leave that motherfucker alone.
I wish you going to tell me, then.
Big ball factor.
No, man, we want big ball factor, too.
All I'm saying is,
talking about Jody.
One reason got to have my call. Wick is not scared of no nothing on 28. Nothing.
Period. I don't care who you talking about.
Yeah.
And say, boy, I ain't just ran no Tony Bass either.
You need to do your homework on who all that's
ran. I ain't ran no Tony Bass.
You have built a damn nice career off racing Tony Bass. Now you know you have.
I ran way more people than Tony Bass.
You done ran that man all over the country, man. You done followed that man all over the country. But listen, it ain't you and Big Low, y'all. It showed that y'all got tenacity. Y'all determined to get y'all man.
Huh?
I'm gonna run Big Low when I catch him. When he get in, I catch him.
Now he ain't hard to catch.
I ain't.
Come on, let me see. I'm trying to see who I lack. I'm trying to see who I lack between Big Low and Clark. Who you lack between the Big Low and damn 901 boy? Godzilla.
Godzilla.
What's the name of that car?
King Kong.
King Kong. You know, one of them there, I like. You scared to say something, Clark?
Clark trying to get his backup plan on the phone.
Clark heard him unmute my mic. That's why he ain't saying nothing.
Hey, man, no, hey, Jay, I'm just talking in my mic was on mute. I'm sorry. Hey, listen.
Huh?
I like Big Low got a hell of a car. He make a hell of a pass by himself. But every time somebody get in the next lane, something happens. He seems to freeze up, man. So I'm gonna have to go with 901 on that race.
You going down on that? Hold on, then. I ain't gave up. Big Drag.
Yes,
Big
sir.
Low, Big Low versus 901. What you think?
I gotta go with my home team on that. Wick is considered the home team with me.
Who is it?
I like Wick now.
You like Wick?
Yes. You know,
just because I've been
knowing so long.
Well,
it's gonna be a good one, but I think Wick Nimmer knows him out.
I'm gonna say like I'm about to put me
one of them things the white boys got on the front of their car here. That's how they be.
You got that
He got a cheat stick on there.
Yeah, that wind.
Somebody get one of them things. No, you don't need one of them damn things. You need somebody to get you down the damn track.
Hey, yeah. J. Bond.
Huh?
You know, I plan on doing a lot of racing this year. I'm going to let you know now. I need money. You know what I'm saying? To make it, I got about four vehicles going at once. I got my total home. I got my trailer. I got two cars in the trailer. And I got two golf carts, so I'm going to need some help. You know what I'm saying? They helping everybody else. I'm just letting y'all know in the door.
Well, let me tell you, I got some help for you, Drag. I got some help for you. Right off the bat, February 9th, we're going to go down there, knock Big Clark off about $3,000, and we got to cover about three shows right there.
Hey, Jay.
Man, I ain't laughing listening to these shows. These boys talk about they bringing so many cars, they need some help. Don't bring them all then. Don't nobody beg you to bring your car to the racetrack.
Wait a minute. Hey, who you referring to, Drat?
I don't have nobody particular that I'm talking about, but everybody know who I'm talking about.
Well, Big Greg, they're going to help your motherfucking ass. They're going to help you one time, and when you bring your big ass down there and get ran the fuck over, then you're going to stay home, then you're going to need no goddamn
Anything you get in, this is going
to I ain't getting in a goddamn thing. I'm retired.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm retired. I'm not. The only thing I'm getting in
is
a goddamn car for white woman. I'm
going
to get a man trying to hump the hell out of her.
This going to be therapeutic. When I get through whooping on you, your bad leg will be straightened out. Guaranteed.
Like I said before. You bring your
anything
ass down
you
on
can.
February 9th down in Mississippi. Once Big Claw wiggle his little 2-inch dick up in your ass sideways, you ain't got to worry about nobody helping you no more.
I'm going to need some help, dog. I'm just going to need me some help, J-Bonds.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to get J-Bonds bald head motherfucking ass. I'm going to make him. Ain't nobody getting no help but you. We're going to get you some help to bring every goddamn thing you got. Everything you got. When Clog go up in your motherfucking pro mart ass.
Thank you. Hold up.
When Big Clog go up in your pro mart ass with that goddamn it, with that backhand car.
I got a pro stock, man. I don't have pro mart.
Whatever the fuck you got then. Whatever you got. Okay. You're going to leave that bitch at home from now on out.
Hey, Big K Dog, listen to this, what I got to tell you, too. We want to bring you out of retirement. Get you some practice. If you get in there, I'm going to give you the back tie and the clear.
Sir. I'm retired. I ain't driving a goddamn.
I done had me a motherfucking Chinese
goddamn chauffeur. I don't even drive my own truck to the track no
more. You better retire.
I'm telling you, you're going to do it too. Goddamn it, you're going
to
do it too. Goddamn it, you ain't going
to
goddamn nobody. Big Claw, the only way Big Claw might let you off the hook is Jay might call him and say, look here, Claw, if you fuck up Big Drag like that, we ain't got no pro mod, we ain't got no pro stock in Grudge Inc., so don't fuck
him
up.
If Jay ever do something like that, he done lost one of his Illinois governors, directors.
Well, don't quit just because he going to whoop your ass.
I'm not going to quit, Jack Dog, and I'm moving on.
Well, you pissed me off now. Now, if you really piss me off, I get in the red riding hood and give you the back motherfucking tie in your pro stock cup.
What do it take? Dog, this is what I'm going to do to you.
I tell you how you pissed off.
Get in the red riding hood. I'm going to give you two cars to break in the clear. Damn.
Hold up. Why you motherfuckers laughing? Lock that the fuck in for February to goddamn.
You
got to
lock in
the run.
I'm
going to lock
in
right now.
Lock
in 550
the
better right now.
I'm
going
to lock in the run.
Lock that in,
motherfucker.
Lock that in right now.
I'm locking in right now to run you after I run Big Car.
No. Oh, we're going to run straight off the trailer.
No, you're not running me straight off the trailer. You don't dictate. This is Big Drag. You don't dictate to me what you want. You
big Drag,
you're
like a big
bag.
You mean it don't mean shit to me.
You can't dictate nothing to me, dog.
I don't think about no motherfucking Big Drag.
In Chicago, you what they drop in the toilet stool to us.
Motherfucker,
you
Chicago,
do
I was
do.
In Chicago, goddamn it, when you was pissing yellow shit. 412 West Chicago Avenue, you know where that's at?
Where?
Motherfucker, I goddamn it helped build them projects on that motherfucker. Bitch, I'm
Chicago
a bad
Avenue.
Bitch, too.
Dog, if we caught you on Chicago Avenue, God, dog, you'd be having more than a bad leg.
Ain't shit old ever, motherfucker. Crackheads now, bitch. I said back in the day when there was a bad motherfucker over there. A bitch like you couldn't even come over there because they didn't lie. White folks over there.
Dog.
They would have thought you
dog,
was right.
I grew up on Chicago Avenue in the 70s.
Motherfucker,
I was
at 4th. You know what 412 West Chicago Avenue the projects over there? On 412 West Chicago Avenue?
I grew up in the 3300.
Motherfucker,
block
I probably
Chicago
birthed your motherfucking ass. I'm the one birthed you, bitch.
Oh, you was the old man I got my reputation from, huh?
Man, who gives a fuck about a reputation,
one,
motherfucker?
Never heard
I
no
told
more
you,
from
I burnt you, Big Drag. Who the fuck think you got your name?
Dog, I'm going to tell you like they told that boy on Friday. You ain't nothing.
Hey, today's Friday, you dumbass. Oh, you talking about on the movie Friday.
You ain't nothing.
I know it, not no more.
You ain't nothing. All you do is spin records.
I said not no more.
If you get in a car, I'm going to show you how far gone you is.
If you piss me off, told you, if you piss me off, I'm going
to
get a little red riding hood, and I really don't need shit. I might get your motherfucking ass a back time.
Well, I'm going to take it. I ain't too proud to beg.
What's up, Greg? How you doing, brother?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Happy late Thanksgiving to all y'all.
I'm going to hey, I want Biz get on the phone. Get Biz back on the phone. That's the motherfucker I want. I hear that bitch talking about he's going to give me the back
time. The Illinois King is on there. Where you at, King Biz?
He just like you when I come on this motherfucker. He draw the fuck up.
No. When grown folks talk, I know how to listen. So I'm listening.
Biz, why you want to pick on me, man? Why you want to give me the back time? I ain't never jumped on you. Why you jumping on the poor brother?
You ain't jumped on me last week with Turbo Tim? You ain't jump over me last week with Turbo Tim?
Oh, Turbo Tim will still fuck you up. Turbo Tim, I ain't gonna stop that somebody that is the truth. Turbo Tim will run slap the dab all the way on top of your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, before he do that, I'm gonna give you the back tie before he do that.
Oh, you can't give me nothing, Biz. I done retired. I'm not driving no more.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what, though, you done pissed me off again.
He's driving until he gets pissed off. In other words,
no. I'm gonna drive train one car. I'm gonna drive train one car and run your head the fuck up.
Hey, bitch, take that back. Take that back. That train one car is a weak bitch, man.
Hold on a minute now. Since your bitch ass girlfriend Kimo had to say something, your bitch ass with your car, you get in, motherfucker. You got the back tie with the same car, motherfucker. You big head bastard.
I'm
talking shit, but this for real. I take Trey one car and give you the back motherfucking tie. And if you piss me off, we can't go to Chicago. Cause where you from, Kimo? You from Chicago too?
I'm from
you.
Detroit.
No, it's too goddamn cold to come up there. I said we'll come up there too, your motherfucking bitch ass. Come to your motherfucking head. Ben got respect me because he a bad motherfucker. I respect all y'all, but I come to your motherfucking head.
I'll be on the ninth.
On the ninth, down in Lincoln, Mississippi.
Yeah.
You got a raise, bitch. You got a raise.
Lock me in. Lock me in. You're going to give me the back tire with Tony driving.
I didn't say that now, motherfucker. Don't try to goddamn twist my words, you black bitch. You got the back motherfucking tire with your probe charge or turbo car, whatever the fuck it is. You got the back tire as long as you get your big black ass in there.
Hey, man, I don't know nothing about driving, man.
You a goddamn liar. You're
Kimo,
Adam Jackson driving,
Kimo,
motherfucker.
Kimo
yeah.
Weigh about 320. I weigh
I don't give a fuck if you weigh goddamn 600, Drag. Shut the
I
fuck up.
I weigh 330. I'm going to get in there for Kimo. I'm going to get in Kimo car for Kimo.
We don't want your big dumb ass in there. Your ass coming. You trying to dodge that ass.
I'm
going to
get in Kimo car.
Don't try to dodge that ass.
Get up that break. I ain't never been in Kimo car in my life. Get up that break. I'm going to get in Kimo car.
Big Drag. Stop trying to dodge that ass whipping that goddamn claw going to put on your ass.
Man, Big Clark is dead, got dog.
Hey, dog. He sure got a head whooping coming now. He
yeah,
sure
I
got
know,
a
I know this. I told
Big
Jay
Clark.
I want Jay. If Jay have to goddamn pen pay some money or PayPal some money, or I have to goddamn give him some of my Social Security money, we got to pay for Big Drag. His pump clutch, his motherfucking ski shoes, whatever the fuck he needs down there. Stay away tonight down in Little Mississippi. When he get his ass whooped, he can't say he had no fucking excuse. Well, I forgot to pay for goddamn it on Gage or Kage. Whatever the fuck he needs, we're going to provide for
him. Let me
hey, dog, hold on
a second, dog.
Hold on, Drag, Jay. Open up a mic.
Yeah.
They just popped up.
Okay.
Mike just popped up.
Who is it?
Who just popped up?
The boss.
Who?
The boss.
Who the fuck is the boss?
Tony Vines.
Oh. Y'all, shit.
Who the boss up?
Hello? Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Hey, I got three calls that'll run, three of the grudging calls. All you got to do is set it up with time and the place.
Okay, tell us the three cars, Tony.
We got our Money Maker Run, Big Low. It's a good race. We got our Little
hey,
Red
hey,
Ride.
No, listen. Hold on, Tony. Tell us your cars. Don't tell us who you race. Just tell us your
cars. I'm telling you the cars.
He's telling
you
the goddamn cars and you shut the fuck up.
He's telling us who we gonna race.
Yeah. He's Money Maker and Big Low. Goddamn, well, Money Maker and Big Low.
Just tell us Money Maker.
I said Big Low and Money Maker.
Hello?
All right. The number two race is going to be our crew chief, S10 truck against Little Red Riding Hood, S10 truck.
We ain't going to take them damn stacked-ass races you got. We ain't going to have no stacked-ass races.
Listen to me. Who said they ain't going to take them races?
No, you tell us what cars you got, and we'll match them up for you. We'll take Money Maker.
So I paid a few more dollars. That's all of them.
And then we'll take Rambo,
yeah.
And Big Low.
Yeah.
And then we'll take
Big Low. Rambo and Big Low ain't the same class, man. What's wrong with you? They got 29. They broke big blocks. And they
stock if they got 33s on it. Money Maker and Big Low done ran each other before. Big Low
no, we don't want Money Maker.
We ain't in the sack.
Y'all don't want to do nothing then. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Right. All right, move on to the next man. Anybody else if anybody
wants to make a run, unless he got the upper hand.
Let's move on, man.
Hey,
let me ask you
a question.
When Big Low won my $2,000 last time, I had the upper hand. That's what y'all telling me.
This is what we're saying. We're going to run a chassis car against a chassis car.
Wait,
can you go ahead and knock out Money Maker for me, please?
We're going to go ahead and knock Money Maker off now. You got to find somebody else. We can't do it.
ain't in it. I ain't in it, J-Bone. Y'all got a bounty out on me.
Hey, Witt, that ain't nothing bad. A bounty out on you mean you a bad motherfucker. That's all that means. That just means you a bad motherfucker.
No, we gonna run Leroy Cobb with Moneymaker.
Oh, lock that out. We'll do that.
Lock it out.
Right now.
Let me make sure Leroy wanna do that.
Well, motherfucker, don't come on and talk before you wanna do this. Lock out there, bitch.
Tony Bynum didn't know if his cars could come. Now that man gotta see if his car can come.
No, Tony Bynum told y'all he suspiciously told y'all he had to wait. Now he on here talking. Y'all talking about y'all bringing up names, then you talking about
he's telling you that car.
And I'm gonna run Big Drag's pro stock car, cause that motherfucker won't run no time in
2013. Leroy, your mic open.
Damn, that man got him on the mic fast.
Yeah, that bitch was up there, motherfucking thing.
I'm gonna lock up Leroy, Race.
Leroy, is he on?
He been out. He's motherfucking scared to talk. He got caught in his motherfucking mouth.
Where Larry at? Where Larry? There's talk. Hey,
been
nothing there. It's Tony. Yeah, okay, can we get all right? So with Rambo, you
why
pass
you
bring
no Rambo name, man?
Rambo's not running no big low, man. Y'all foolish. I said we're gonna move on then. You all right, you already took that loss. What about T5?
Look here, man. Rambo's not ready. I'm talking about the cars that's ready.
Well, what cars is ready? Tell us what cars ready.
Okay, first of all. Is Crew Chief and Little Red Riding Hood, is that a good race?
No, we ain't talking about that. Crew Chief ain't on the line. We can't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't need to be talking to you because you ain't trying to lock that in for nobody else. So, hey, what kind of car you got?
No, we asking you what car you got ready.
What car? No, you since you telling everybody else he can't race, who you got? What you got?
I got Ben to go to set my ass.
I reckon so. You can set him up with your car. I reckon so.
Okay, I got Baldy on now.
Hold it, Tony. Tony, can
uh-huh.
I borrow 7 up, Tony?
Wait. Is Baldy
now,
grudging?
Now, hold up, Tony. Lock B's ass up for February. Lock him up. We lock you up,
no,
bitch, for that.
No, not with 7 up.
Tony, don't worry about it. I'll pay for it.
I'll
lock up for February. Shit. Fuck you, Kimo. You ain't gonna do a fucking thing.
You don't do shit, Kimo. Shut the fuck up.
Hold on, dog. What'd you say, dog? Dog, what'd you say about 7 up?
Jay done muted my fucking mic again.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't, dog. What'd you say about 7 up?
God damn it, I wish the fuck, as soon as that motherfucker unmute my mic, I'm going to call Tony my goddamn self.
No, dog, your mic is not unmuted. Your mic is unmuted, dog.
He know his mic ain't unmuted. You talking now.
Dog, what you say about 7 up? Lock up. Lock in. Long as it's a small bitch, you got action. 5 on 5.
I
got
to call
in.
Back to the station. It'll knock me off the goddamn show.
Dog, right there, 5 on 5, man. Matter of fact, lock 1 on 5. Long as 7 up is a small block, you got action. Lock 1
That's
in
right.
on 5, big dog. Lock it in.
I don't even know who's talking. What car you talking about?
No, this is Biz. This is Biz, Jay. This is Biz.
Pro charge. We got pro charge. We got pro charge, dog.
No, hold on, boss. I understand what you said. Dog said lock it in. He going to pay for it. That's what Dog said.
Lose money like that.
Man,
again with nobody.
Tony Bynum of them don't run turbo cars. He told us. And
I run
with Moneymaker. Yes, I will.
All right, hold on a minute.
Now,
look,
you
want
to run a turbo car
hey, with
a
y'all got my mic back on?
Your mic back on, dog. Yeah, it's back on, dog.
Fuck it, Tony won't let me borrow Moneymaker, so I tell you what, motherfucking Biz.
Double up.
I tell you what, Biz. Or 7 up, I mean. I tell you what, Biz. We'll lock your motherfucking ass in for February. Lock in 500 on 25 or better. Fuck it.
For what car?
What's up?
A small block on 28, Mustang.
No. We're not going to do that.
Oh, you got a 400, but you're scared of a nitrous car.
Nah, it ain't that. You can't see
it.
Ain't
no
car.
He wants something soft, dog.
I don't want nothing soft. I wear King Kong. I don't want nothing tall. But
but you ain't gonna do nothing, do you? We gonna stop you, motherfucker. We ain't got nothing against Grudge Inc. Cause y'all keep on talking about Grudge Inc. against the world and all that. I don't give a fuck. I'm at this goddamn money, but goddamn it, we gonna stop any motherfucking you from Chicago. You. Hey, listen, Big Greg, come down here. Anytime these motherfuckers come down here, they got to send a goddamn request to come down this bitch. Why do you have to come down there all the time, dog? That's what I want to know. Because, motherfucker, you snow up there. When it get warm, we'll be there to fuck you.
We ain't trying to race now. Gangsters don't ask nobody to do nothing. They do what they want, man. Shut the fuck up. We coming down there. What you doing? You a child, motherfucker. I'm a grown folk. You got this shit ass motherfucking backwards. You do what I tell them to do. Hey, dog. Hold on, hold on. Hey, Kimo, I got your killer on the phone. I got my man. He got a Mustang sitting on 28. He's on the phone. I'm going to let him talk for himself. He'll lock your ass in on February 9th, Kimo.
Okay, you got to beat Joe.
And I got 500. The bitch don't lock in. Watch and see.
Small block stock suspension. I'm racing.
Wait a minute. Small block stock suspension. I didn't say small block.
Hey, dog. I got a $1,000. Fuck him up. Whatever you want to bet on top of it.
Uh-oh. You heard that, didn't you, motherfucker?
Kimo, you big head black bastard.
As long as he got small, you hear what I said? As long as he got a small block on stocks and suspension.
Kimo.
How about this right here? This is all I got to say. Anybody on 28, stock suspension, no Willis balls, nicest car, I will run any motherfucker in the world with no, ain't
you
no class car. Ain't no class car. If
you
he got a nicer car,
with, you
if he on 28,
with.
I'll run him. If you on 28.
Okay, yeah, if they from up north, let the bitches keep the willy balls on. Them bitches slow anyway.
Hey, look.
Kimo ran in the bushes and scared ass.
You say what?
Bitch ass run in the bushes, now, ain't you?
No, sir. Did you hear what I
yeah.
said? Long as a small block on stock suspension.
Nah, you don't want a fucking race, man. You don't want a fucking race. You got a fucking turbo, man. This is a nicest car. You scared, motherfucker.
Okay, well, it don't matter. It ain't a small block. You motherfuckers run around.
You don't know what it is. You don't know what's on that goddamn hood. We got 28s on the motherfucker. Stock suspension Mustang.
Long
go down on your motherfucking
block,
weekend.
Dumb motherfucker.
And dumb motherfucker, you scared motherfucker. What you do? You got a fucking.
Hey, look. Hey, BT, hold on. Hey, look. Kimo say I want none of that action. You know what I'm saying? Hey, back to,
Kimo
back
don't
to drag.
Action.
Hey, look, back to drag. Drag, on February 9th, you going to be ready, right, sir?
I'm going to try to be.
There you go, that bullshit. I'm going to try to be talking all that shit. Hell no. That bitch ain't going to be ready February, March, April, May, June, and none of them damn days. Now, if you tell him you're going to run a little Red Riding Hood with that Pro Stock car, he'll be ready.
Coming from somebody that's got some junk. I ain't even going to comment on that, Big Clark. I'm going to get tested and try it out before I run anybody. This is what you need to know. Dog don't run nothing over here but his mouth. And this guy got diarrhea.
Hey, Hey, Clark.
Hey, what's up, Jay?
Clark, is it anything?
Where you going?
You see, Wick gonna turn against me. So
you get home.
I'm gonna up the pot on his ass. I'm gonna up the pot on his ass since he don't turn against me.
Uh oh. Hey, my man on the phone. He ready to take that bounty.
Wick still on the line?
No problem.
Yeah.
Wick damn Mike done went damn when went dead.
Nah, he on there. He on there, Jay.
You
hear
his
ball?
Nah, he on that.
How much bounty going up now, Jay?
I'm gonna shoot the bounty up to $1,000 because we feel weak. Mike done went dead. And damn small bounty.
Hey, listen. Hey, my Mustang killer is on the phone. I ain't gonna call you, man, because I don't want them all to know who you are. But look, he got a big block on 29. We are gonna let him keep his 29s on. We're going to go get that $1,000 bounty.
Huh?
All good.
Go around that side and peek. God damn. You got damn crazy. Quick on the phone.
Huh?
I know what happened to Wick, though. I know exactly what happened to Wick. Tony Bynes came on the phone, and damn Wick damn near hung up. Wick, you ain't got to hang up on Tony Bynes on the phone. You know, anytime Tony Brown, fuck him up.
Yes, on the series though, what did happen with though?
I don't know.
Hey, get Tony back on the phone. I want to see if y'all match up with Tony. Why y'all keep on trying to change up the races? Races, yeah, y'all with some good damn races.
Hey, dog.
Sir?
Tony on the phone. He don't need to speak for him.
I said, can you get Tony back on the phone? That's what I said.
He's on the phone, dog. You don't need to speak for him.
As soon as I get my call, I'm going to be bumping Tony's ass, too. See,
we ain't like y'all.
We'll raise each other. Y'all bitches
the
ones scared to raise each other.
Hey, man, the races that Tony want to race, we don't like. The races that we want to race, Tony don't like. So where we going to go from there?
Yeah, that's what you want to say? Where you at?
Carter, where you at? The races he want to do, we don't like it. The races we want to do, he don't like it.
Wait, back up. Y'all don't want to run two S10 trucks against each other? That what you trying to tell me?
No, that's not what we're trying to say. We can't lock in crew chief car. Crew chief ain't on the phone. That's what we said about that.
But motherfucker, get him on the phone then.
No, okay. We got other people on the phone. Why we can't talk about
how
them?
How in the hell you can't lock in a race two S10 trucks?
How we can't lock in two chassis cars?
Joking.
Okay. I lock in for damn moneymaker against damn Baldy.
Moneymaker against Baldy.
That ain't no goddamn kind of race. I tell you what the fuck we
and
do.
You ain't saying.
You don't like it.
Hold on.
I can lock that in right now.
Hey, Big Clark.
And y'all anything?
Hey, any one of them Chicago boy got a car, 28, they want to bring down here, any more of them?
Yeah, Biz got a car on 28. I don't want no trouble, Clark. See how easy that is? That's real easy.
Yeah, that's real easy.
That's easy. I ain't got to pick the man car part.
You ain't like chemo.
Dog, I ain't got no truck.
Yes,
I thought you was going to get an S10 and run them with it, man. I was going to tell you, you ain't got to spend no money. I got a power plant for you.
Get it together and get this big motherfucking ass in it then. Why you talking shit? Just put his big ass in it. Any S10 he said in, I'll fuck him up.
Dog, you ain't going to bust a grape.
Okay. The man trying to give a seat for your ass. If Big Brad get in the motherfucking S10, I get in there and go to his ass. Because I didn't like what he said about that S10 talking about the name Whoopershit.
Hey, Dre, just let him know you're going to be nationally decorated still and still do things.
Hey, I don't give a fuck what he is. As long as he got them in stock suspension, as long as he got them small block on goddamn 28s, I don't give a fuck what he is.
Well, it ain't stock suspension, y'all. I think you two stock suspension.
I took that out there. I made a mistake. I said, as long as you small block on 28.
Okay, then. All right, then.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's another story then, Draggy. I can't help you with that one then.
See, the people that know about him, he going to get it right. But he'll try to tell old crazy stuff that people don't know no better.
Y'all got me fucking with that stock suspension because whatever I drive, I don't even give a fuck about that stock suspension ladder bar shit. I don't give a fuck. If I think I can whoop your ass, I'm going to whoop that ass.
That old black Camaro you got.
A black Camaro has been sold goddamn 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to give you the break with that thing.
Black Camaro been sold, Drag. Can you understand English?
It ain't sold. You just done.
Okay. The black Camaro dead then.
Exactly.
What I'm trying to tell you, we arguing about some shit that ain't. Because if that's the case, then I tell you what I do. My black Camaro about as far my black Camaro running your goddamn pro stock car. Neither one of them bitches running, so what the fuck we talking about?
No, I ain't running. Everybody know I ain't running, and I ain't booking no running.
I'm telling you, I ain't running.
Big Claw. Big Claw, we don't need all the bluffing. Everybody done bluff things. Everybody done bluff like hell. Let's talk about what's going on February the 9th.
Okay, well, That's the start of Fat Tuesday, man. We're going to have all the cars down there. We got a lot of grudge action going on. You know, we're going to have some classes going on there. I mean, we're in the process with some of the sponsors. They're trying to put up some good money for some classes. We're going to have a 29 race, back half race, and a pro mile shootout. So,
and if all they get money to make it a break, we'll take it.
Y'all going quarter mile? If he asks for the break, he got to be going out the back door.
I don't care about no back door. He give me the break. We just gonna move on to the. We're gonna stick to what we know we can do. Head up. Anybody else got a head up race they want?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Big Clark. Let me ask you another question. Is 901 bad boy Wick? Is he the baddest big top suspension 29 Mustang in the country? Yes or no?
No, he's not.
No.
Seeing if somebody that'll knock him off?
Yes, I do. I got a man on the phone that'll knock him off.
I got the fastest 28
stock suspension car in the world. That's how I feel. Anybody got a 28 pin 5 stock suspension nitrous car? No class car. I'm open to them. I don't give a fuck who it is. I ain't got to know you. Who you is? No internet, no nothing. We can lock it in. Anybody on here? Anybody on 28 stock suspension nitrous car?
Anybody put Wick back on the damn phone? I know Wick gonna handle that. Ain't no way in the hell we gonna let this shit go by. And I tell you, somebody else ain't let this shit go by. Turbo Tim got a damn nitrous car. I don't know if he running it, but he got one.
Anybody on 28 nitrous car?
And Turbo Tim, you on this line?
Yeah, I'm on here. I'm listening.
You still got your nitrous car?
But I can't. It ain't finished yet.
Ain't ready yet. Okay.
Ain't ready yet.
Hey, Carl. You know who I'ma call next? I can't wait to get down to
the
nigga.
Is the shit.
Damn, somebody got on CB or something going on? Right?
I can't wait to get what y'all online. How long we got? We got a couple calls coming in. Let's see. What we got 228-1932. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
What's going on, Mr. Byrne?
White.
King Scooby. And King Scooby.
That's
King Scooby?
Yes, sir. King
Scooby,
what's going on, King Scooby? King
Scooby,
don't come on here swinging that axe tonight.
Hey, man, I see y'all got C Crunk on this line here. I just, hey, C, calm down a little bit, C. You're going too hard. Ease out the pain a little bit, C.
Hey, Scooby, you know
how
we got to do?
Huh?
We
got to
represent this goddamn this
gov
down here.
Yeah, I know, but goddamn, we don't want to blow it out of proportion. Just let them sit back and let them ease into you. See, you going mighty hard. Goddamn, Wick hung up the phone.
Damn, Wick just slapped hung the phone up.
And see, I waiting on that so I can sit and all those talking ass down.
Ain't
no Wick. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Ain't no damn Wick that hung up the damn phone. J Bond.
Oh, that's your goddamn Wick. How the hell you letting these guys out of the Gulf take over the damn country, man? Wick,
man, you know you cut me off. You cut me off.
Wick, this man got a damn. This man, Wick, did you hear that man say? That man said he got a 28. And Big Claw
that man don't nobody even know that man, but Scooby, I don't even know him. But look, tell that man if he show up, if anywhere he see me, he can get action with me, man.
Well, can you come lock in?
You come to Fat Tuesday?
Can you lock in?
Man, we talking about Fat Saturday. We talking about Fat Saturday.
Oh, he gonna be there. He gonna be there February 9th, Jay.
Oh,
yeah. He gonna be there.
Can y'all lock that in?
Yeah, we can do that.
I ain't gonna lock him in on the 9th.
Fat Saturday.
Yeah, on Skinny Saturday.
No, call it what you want.
But
we can lock that in.
I ain't gonna lock.
I don't know.
In.
Listen, now I know Big Clark know what time it is, but the fact that I don't see when Wick put his eyes on somebody, I don't see how Wick got down go after Tony Bynes' ass. So.
Hey,
I about
want to
go with damn Wick on this one.
Hey, Jay
Byrne.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jay, hold on. Now, one thing about it. Now, Jay, you do know you talking about the great race of the year. Now, Tony Byrne don't run from nobody now.
Man, Wick done went to his ass two or three times here just in recently, man. I mean, Tony Byrne's Tony Byrne now, but Wick done went to
now, you know. Hey, listen, now you know I am part prime time, I'm part grudge, but the thing about it is, I've been there every time with it, Tony ran, man. We done got lucky on some, and, you know, Tony done got lucky on some. But now, whenever both of them make the trip, that's the one I'm waiting to see. I really believe Money Maker going to put a head whooping on King Kong, they both make the trip.
All right, now let me ask you this. Now, let me tell you how I'm looking at this. I'm going to tell you how I'm looking at this. It's a damn chassis car versus a stock suspension car one.
Hold on, Jake. I mean, huh? You can't call the car a chassis car now, Jake.
Okay, we'll call it a semi-chassis car. All right. And I don't see Wick go at that damn semi-chassis car head up, goddammit, time and time again. So, and I have seen both of them win.
But now, Jay, have you seen both cars? You seen both cars make the trip?
If Wick Tuna ever got them get into the other end of the track, I believe Wick gonna do something to his ass.
I don't see that, Jay. I just don't see it now. You know, and let me just tell you, Wick is dead eyed with my boy. But I'll be honest now, if both of them make the trip, I really believe Money Maker gonna get it, man.
That's why they call this shit grudging, Clark. Because each man in both lanes feel the same way.
I mean, you know, you gotta look at it. One time a tie come off, another time with them damn near spin around another lane. I mean, they both have yet to make the trip side by side to say who's the better man. So when that happens now, you know, when that happens,
I tell you what I'm gonna do.
My money's gonna be on Money Maker.
Huh? I tell you what I'm gonna do on that. I'm tell you what I'm gonna do on that. If both of them show up on the 9th, my money on the damn on Wick. Now, so me and you,
okay.
So what we're going to do?
We married.
And I tell you something that I do. I know Wick gonna show up. Wick, I'm gonna go ahead and proclaim Wick as the baddest. Well, I can't in this particular race. Wick, can we beat Tony Bynum? Yes or no?
Yeah, we can beat him.
Okay, that's nothing, Paul. Whatever the hell you want to bet, it's
covered. Is y'all going to beat him and lean him?
I'm talking to the dude on these 28.
Is y'all going to beat Tony Bynum and lean him?
Lena?
We had his birth. What's up with this dude on these 28? He's going to be in Hattiesburg.
That's all we gotta do.
Hey, Bald is a back half car.
Okay, we talking about the back ass fucker.
Well, the money maker ain't.
But we got a back ass football, then, man.
Ball's gonna beat you in the ground, big clock.
Hey, Greg, you gonna go up there and slap Baldy for trying to fuck with me after I get off of your head? Why would I tell you?
Hey, big clock.
Yeah.
You better grit. You. Those two races, two you can't win. So you need to be trying to run something else,
man.
Greg,
I'm glad you playing me like you playing me. So when I do get off your head, I already know what you gonna do. You gonna come over there and shake my hand, and you gonna say, "Hey, man, you got all them other boys covered." Why would
man,
I tell you that?
Listen. I'm gonna shake your hand, win, lose, or draw. That's how I
right.
do it. But you will not get your hand shook because you won. You won't get your hand shook because you won. That's for sure.
Hey, Dre, I guarantee you.
And dog,
ain't no way,
dog ain't gonna
ain't
be
no
nowhere, nowhere to be found because he don't want to get talked about when he see this whooping.
I got 300 that Big Greg gonna run you no time in 2013.
Bet 500, dog.
I ain't gonna bet for three.
Hey, dog, Drag gonna give me the back tie. He on horsepower and I can run my car.
Drag ain't gonna give you nothing because he ain't gonna run you, sir.
Man, I take
now, watch when February come around, Big Drag car be in the paint shop. When March come around, the car gonna be in there.
Big Drag ain't gonna run till he ready, dog. Dog.
I know that's what I'm saying. It won't be in 2013.
You ain't dictating no days for me to run mine.
No, that's what I'm just saying. I said it won't be in
2013. Enjoy your Social Security. Lay back and get your rocket ship.
Hey, dog.
It won't be in 2013. Anytime you ask Drag to drive, it ain't gonna never be ready to run.
I'm gonna whoop Big Clark first.
Hey, Drag. Hey, listen. Tony want to clear your head. I mean,
that
I'm just going to take the back.
That was the bet. That was the bet,
Tony.
That was the bet.
Hey, we don't have a problem with clearing you. But, I mean, you know, Tony, he just so sure about it that he just don't believe you're going
to
do it.
That was the bet, bro. That's what y'all said. And that's where I'm holding you to.
Hold on, Clark. Y'all give me 1 minute. Let me say this stuff in right quick so that everybody, you know, I'm getting all these damn pictures from what that mother name be on Good Race? I'm talking about me so bad. But whatever the damn name is, Slick or Slack, whatever the name is. Let me go ahead and put this disclaimer in. Big Claw is Grudge Inc. and Big Claw is Pine Time. Now that don't mean we won't get on Big Clark's ass. That don't mean Big Clark won't get on our ass. We about racing.
All that
little clicky shit that y'all trying to do and talk about.
Yeah.
If you bring your ass on over here, we racing, and we don't
that's
care what click we in.
Hey, Jay, go ahead and let them know. Go ahead and let them know. Shit, Grudge Inc. will run Grudge Inc. You know, hey, it's all about Grudge Racing, man.
Exactly.
Hey,
man.
I raise butt naked, Grudge Inc. I'm Grudge Inc. We about right.
Now, you lie about that now. You just ran by yourself. Butt naked just in another lane.
And Grudge Inc. will tie the line and all the dogs behind.
Yes.
Timo is Grudge Inc. Yeah, him and Biz, man. Look, Tony, Grudge. Listen, man, we about racing, man. It ain't. It's about racing. Everybody got y'all know that. Y'all know that DJ Grant love Biz. So, you know,
you made an excuse about it when we run Biz out there for money. You really just want to say he's scared.
You know DJ Grant love. So Grudge Inc. racing, man.
Terry
don't want them to kill him like that.
Terry feel
like
he's
a
team. Hey, T-Man, you on the phone?
The white boys and they Monte Carlo run 20.
Hey, Jay, the chemo drop off?
And,
in the bush, he's down in the bush.
Hey, Kimo, your boy's the best motorsports is on the line, Kimo.
Kimo in the bushes, man.
Y'all might well quit calling on Chemo, Jay. You might well quit calling on Chemo. If Chemo don't raise by Bradenton, you might well just don't give me walking paper, Jay. Or he ain't gonna do shit.
Y'all be real quiet
so we can hear what they saying.
Yeah, they got a damn whole conversation going on behind the damn conversation.
I'm telling you, there's somebody.
About to get
y'all, I want to tell y'all about this, too. We're going to be, dog, you going to Albany tomorrow? Dog?
Don't never talk about where I'm going on the show.
Okay, well, dog might be going to Albany tomorrow. I want y'all to know that Bobby Childs has got a race down there, and he said already he got big trailers parked, pulling in and everything, so... You know, if you can, I want to make sure that everybody coming in and support Bobby the Wild Child. You know, he said, let me change it. He said, Bobby the Stepchild. He said, because that's how people been treating him, like he's a damn stepchild. So everybody that can support him, please try to support him. So we'll be down there tomorrow.
Me and Dawg want to better see Cream.
Hey, I don't know now. I have to be honest with you now. If you're going to fool me, I need to hear two or three more in the background. I ain't hear nobody but her, and she might be fat and ugly. They trying to do like I did on my show when I was down in Macon. I had about 50 different women on there. I heard one goddamn woman, and Bobby was feeding her what they said, because I know goddamn well she ain't no damn beers and chemo.
Hey, I bet they ain't going to have no woman like that one that y'all had over there, though, dog.
Hey, you ought to have seen it, Drag. That's what I'm saying. For the fool me about a woman gonna be there, I gotta hear two or three of them in the background scared to talk. I ain't got damn that's gonna come on there talking shit like she know what the hell she talking about, and I know she don't.
I don't like
you can't
been
fool
there.
Me like that. Talk
hey,
about
Jay
my
Bond.
Name. I started getting on your name Cream. How motherfucker black is your name Cream?
Jay Bond, I got a $10 bet with you tomorrow. You know on what?
Hey, whatever it is, I'm betting with Drag, because Drag don't bet on nothing he don't think he can win.
Jay Bonds.
I don't care what it is. I want 10 more. I'm betting with Drag.
Jay Bonds. He trying to act like he ain't on there now.
Yeah, well, you know Jay Bonds going to go in there. But Drag, I got 10 more on you, and I don't even give a damn what you betting, because I know if you're betting Jay Bonds, you're going to win.
I'm betting on his wife. They got to run them go karts tomorrow. Jay against his wife.
Oh, okay. Well, no, Jay might win that one then. You see the ass on Jay wife.
Jay can't win.
Dog, talking about you. Dog, you got a big ass. She said, I already know it,
dog. That's $10, Jay.
Shit, ain't nothing wrong with it, though, but goddamn, man.
Man, you got $10 bet, Jay. Dog, she been practicing. I don't bet that fast. We about to come out of the trailer.
Hey, I ain't going to bet that, though. Because, Drag, you don't realize it, man. For Jay to have a woman like that, he got to have some kind of skills now.
Yeah, but see... Gil can only get you off the starting line. The rest of it got dog. He at the mercy of the cart. She going to drive around him. He get up out of there first.
Damn, Jay got one of them goddamn Fed phones. You can't hear shit at first, and then he just come back in. You don't even know the bitch back.
That's an Obama phone. That was called...
Hey, man, get Buck
Nigga
on the phone, man.
Yeah,
Buck Nigga go off on you now. You know Buck Nigga go off on you.
Get him on there.
We all get Buck Nigga to run, man.
Hey, Big Clark.
Hey.
Harry going to be here tomorrow. You want me to send them ties back with him? They'll be in Memphis.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, don't nobody want them old wide ass tires, Drag.
Hey, dog.
Hey.
You can put these tires on a set of cars that y'all got using for the next 10 years as slow as y'all. You don't know how well I'm off them.
Wow, Drag.
Hey, you know what I want, Jay? You know what I want, Jay? I want, when all of us in a good mood, I want Big Drag, I want Larry, and I want Missy the Joe and DJ Grant to be with me at a goddamn night in Megan when it, I'm going to have somebody in, because I know Drag going to look at them women. DJ Grant was scared to look at them women, man.
Yeah, I wish y'all had been that other day with that joke y'all had over there, boy. I don't know how much money I'd have had, but I wouldn't have had as much when I left. I know that.
Hey,
them motherfuckers so dumb, they don't even want no money.
Wow.
DJ Grant had thought, his eyes had started looking kind of drooping. His mouth had got wet. That motherfucker,
yeah,
I know. Look.
Hey, Jay, we wasn't bullshitting. Wasn't them motherfucking women talking shit, Jay?
Them motherfuckers are real shit, boy.
Damn, they never around with nothing like that going on.
Hey, and the more shit we talk, the more she drunk, the more shit she talk.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, let me tell you this, it wasn't, you know how normally you be talking about hold back dog, we were trying to tell her to hold back.
Hey, bullshit. Hey, she was making me goddamn blush.
Damn, dog.
We were trying to hold back.
And she's good looking too, and fine.
Man,
let me get on BET ass. BET, I'll lock your ass in. You and Tony Bynum, any fucking thing y'all got. You got them. You Tony Bynum, loving sucker. You. I'm gonna lock your ass in BET. Goddamn it. You and Tony Bynum on foot. Goddamn it.
Well, yeah, BET.
Yeah. We gonna get down BET. Hey, it's Boogie
Online. What the hell you mute my goddamn mic for then? I lock your ass. Lock it up, goddamn it. Mute my goddamn mic no more. I'll draw down on anything you got. Any goddamn thing you got. Videographer. Hands up. 8 Mile Pro Tree, I'll lock your ass in. Down on your ass,
BET,
I'm going.
They say the Gun and Picks video is longer than yours.
I think we're gonna put Boomer. I want to tell Boomer to let your ass have a back tie. And down on your ass, he going.
Well, he got one and one. I'm gonna give him one and one, goddamn.
I can't wait to get Boomer on the goddamn line.
On the goddamn line. And now one you got gonna fuck with BET. All
BET gotta do is put a donut on the front of his camera and Boomer gonna be fucked up.
Donut on the front of his camera.
Hey, hold up, dog, you motherfucker with them fat jokes.
Hey, come on, we went talking about you. Hey, we just did a donut, man.
Jay, you know you already got film that I drawed on Gunner Pick. He ran in the bush. I heard him went from.
You BET?
I can't tell.
Gunner Pick's video is longer than you.
And which one are you watching?
The one I bought for you last year. I've got a dog and turned your video on, went in there and got me something to drink and come back. That joke was gone off.
Man, go ahead on with that shit. Last video you got me was damn near 4 hours long. I don't want to hear that shit.
Man, that video was got dogging about 4 minutes long, man. And my house ain't big at all, so you know it didn't last.
Man, I don't know. You must have ate the goddamn TV up then, because I know goddamn well. That goddamn video
I
showed you.
I just know that video didn't last that long, man. It was clear and pretty now, but it wasn't much. Maybe it was a promo or something.
Hey, before I met BET, the only thing I used to hear is dog talking about, get you a goddamn video, man. Get you a damn camera, man.
Hey. I was going to tell you, Brad, we ain't going to talk about it since that's his business. But at first, if BET gave you a video, you'd have been mad. If he gave you one, you'd be, man, what the fuck you give me this shit, wasting up my goddamn fucking VCR, my damn DVD up like that. Hey, Mother got a little camera though, Brad. Like you said, he got some pretty shit though. But we ain't gonna talk about
it. Oh yeah,
stuff
is nice.
Right,
I'm just really picking at him though. But his stuff is nice.
Yeah, yeah, no. But listen, I didn't never get a chance to see the first one either. But boy, dog, when I first met BET, my first thing was your video must be put up. Though. Everybody keep telling me, man, you can't see that.
Hey, now you know Jay will make some goddamn window with it. That goddamn Jay is a shit starred motherfucker.
Yes,
man.
He is. Yes, he is. I already know. But like I said, he got.
Now, hold on a minute. I want y'all to tell me if I'm wrong. And Big Greg, since they respect you, I want you to tell me the truth now. Jenkins says some shit about you, and you swear you be able to scratch your head. You know he lying, but don't that motherfucker make it seem like it's the truth.
The man degraded me so bad when got dog, I drove three little cock got dog, and I don't know what to say about that. I was wondering, was he my friend or what?
Hey, but you know what? Jay, you fucked up the other night, though. You did all the blood samples and shit, but you never did really tell how all that shit come out, man. You started off with the blood samples and shit, but you didn't finish up what the fuck happened to them motherfuckers.
I tried to get in on, I think it was your show, dog, when we were talking, when Dirty Redhead came on. I wanted to read his damn lab work. I had got his damn lab work out. I didn't finish that shit up, but I can't even remember who I had on there now. But them boys that Big Low said he gonna fuck the white boys up. Somebody they gave him a damn herpes.
Jay, you know you're a damn fool, man.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Them boys were laughing. I was laughing at that shit. I had that shit set up good, though. I had all wrote down everything. I had everybody on that motherfucker. I had, and then when Dog told me about damn Dirty Red, I had to get his damn lab work going.
I ain't bullshitting. But no, Jay, you a funny motherfucker, boy. You just in the wrong position to be funny, because motherfuckers, that's why motherfuckers, you know, if you just was a regular motherfucker, you'd be a bad bitch, boy.
Motherfuckers just be taking shit too serious a lot of times. A lot of times I just be bullshitting and talking, man. They take that shit personal and shit, you know.
Man, that's what it's all about, man. It's fun and games. The Joker can't take me. You know, we go at it. Me and Dog go at it. Me and Chris go at it. But when it's all said and done, man, it's just all fun and games. Ain't nothing personal, man. This ain't
right. You're right. So like Greg said, man, we was down there in Holly Springs, man. We had a good time shooting the damn breeze down there, man.
Man, we sit up there. We laugh. We joke. We talk about each other. And we had a good time, man. We
and
talked about
beard,
that all the way back to Chicago, man, the fun we had. You guys got to quit taking this stuff personal, man. When I was
That's why I get a mean cuss motherfucker. I don't care, because I don't mean none of this shit about this shit. If motherfucker believe in that shit, they need to, like I said, get another profession, then, because that's what this shit about, boy.
That's
in the wrong game, boy, because this here got dogged. You're going to hear some mama jokes, some kid jokes, and all that. If you can't take it, you need to stay over there in the bleachers somewhere.
That's what I just said. Now, see, like, now, if a man tell me, okay, well, I don't play the mama jokes, okay, I won't play it with him. But don't give
right,
right. me the mouth the first time I say it if I don't know.
Right. Dog, right. I had a joker when I was a youngster named Blue, Charleston Blue. It was a big street race around
Blue.
Here. Yeah, that Charleston Blue told me one time, this was right after my mama died. I was a young boy, too. He told me, he cracking jokes about your mama. I said, man, I don't play the mama stuff. He said, you ain't got to. I am. Man, I want to hit that song under my so bad. I'm still sick, call my mama to that. Man, so a joker can't take it, they better get away from over there.
Yes,
yeah, you got something with it, don't care. But, you know, that's one thing I will do. If you tell me you don't play a certain shit, I won't fuck with you. But my thing about it now, don't be playing the shit with me. Then I get the best of you. Then all of a sudden you don't want to play it.
Right,
fuck that. It's on now.
Well, dog, one thing about it. Soon as I whoop Chris, I'm going to give you your little 300 back to get home with.
No. I'll joke aside, Dr. Greg. I'm serious.
You're
I'm
on a
serious
fixed income.
I'm serious. Ain't no way in fucking hell in the universe you're going to beat that goddamn Mississippi Nightmare.
What you going to say when you look up and see the arrow on my side? What you going to say?
The arrow on your side, I'm going to be happy as a motherfucker because that means you done lost. Now, if I see the W on your side, I might get sick.
You
hey,
don't see,
hey,
we got
hey,
arrows
dog.
Over here. We don't have W's.
Hey.
We got arrows in the north.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Dog, one thing about Drag, he ain't got no clue about that goddamn nightmare, but he finished soon.
Be quiet now. Let Drag
man,
keep on believing that bullshit he
I know what you can run, man. You can. I know you can go in the doggone low 60, high 50. There ain't nobody studying you, man.
Man, no, that man,
not,
that man
sorry,
take that right out there and go 50 or 60.
I wasn't supposed to say no numbers.
Run that bitch up
I'm
before
sorry.
You get to the return row.
I'm not supposed to say no numbers.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I know what you're saying. Okay. But Drag,
oh,
I don't give a fuck if the motherfucker go goddamn in 620s. He's going to be in front of you.
If he do got talking to have a toe strap on it pulling me back
well,
up
well,
to the
turn
room,
y'all need some toe strap pull this motherfucker.
He'll be towing me back. That's what you need to do, tow me back. And dog, yeah. Don't come to the track and roll my car to the trailer. Don't come nowhere around it because I don't want you close to it.
Hey, come on, Dave. Now, come on, Dave. Don't put that on me. That's one thing I never
do. I don't want you talking about how pretty it is and how this and how that.
I had a pretty motherfucker. The motherfucker was the prettiest, finest bitch in the world. That hoe couldn't cook and a pussy stank.
This
one
wasn't
doing me no
though.
Good because I love to eat and I like to eat pussy. And then my dick would even get all over my pill when I smell that pussy.
I bet you didn't quit doing it all, though.
I did fuck her now, Drag. I got to admit, I fucked her because she was so fine. But after that, I couldn't take it, man.
Hey, dog. One thing about Drag, I've been knowing him a long time. Drag going to keep some of the prettiest goddamn race car you ever lay eyes on.
I know. I can tell how Drag is. Drag a big motherfucker that I can tell. I mean, but he's still going to get fucked up, though, Clark.
Hey, hold on. You didn't hear me out, though, dog. They be pretty as hell. But them motherfuckers run like they got chains on the wheel.
Hold on. I got to say I'm going to stop all this right here once and for all. I'm going to stop all this once and for all. Atomic Dog would go down on both of y'all ass on any given day.
Atomic Dog all the goddamn it. He got that good ass motherfucking pro bar called the mother's goddamn Thomas Copas on. Tommy Dog got a bad motherfucking piece.
Hey, Jay. Only person that I'm going to talk about running right now is Big Clark.
I got to respect you for that now. I got to respect you for that one at a time. But I'm trying to tell you, Jay, you ain't got to do nothing but get. Hey, Jay, you got to do like Big Drag said. We got to give him some money to get down here, but you ain't got to pay no more. Because once the Big Clark fuck him up, that bitch will not be out no more.
I'm going to ask you one question, though. Why y'all don't want to talk about Atomic Dog?
That's too far down the line for me, dog. Hold on. It ain't too far down the line. I know why Jay said Tommy Dog. He done called and got him on the phone, but I won't tell him dog to hear this. If he turned me a loose, I'd break his ass off something.
We know Jay doing that, and we know Tracy Lane better. All you gotta do is get the Tommy Dog fucked up is to get Bobby Child on the phone. He can't stand Bobby Child big mouth hands, boy.
Hey, if Tommy Dog give me the break, I'll break his goddamn back.
Hey, if I give you the break, I'm gonna break my own damn back.
All right, then, so we ain't got nothing to talk about.
And see, Jay, you ain't no slick motherfucker, Jay. That's one thing about you. You ain't slick what the fuck. Anybody you start talking about, we know you got them in the background waiting for
them. I'm gonna whoop Big Chris first, Jay, and then I'm gonna start making my choices.
Yeah. You gonna go from there?
Yeah. Hey, Dre, I bet we're gonna make you change mode and put you a Nitro mode in there.
This is nitrous motor. I'm just breaking
man,
it in
a,
on you.
That's a natural aspirated motor. We know what kind of motors you like to run.
Nitrous motor, man. It's a little
no
bitty 706 nitrous motor, man.
Clark. I tell you what we do. Fuck it. We're going to run him head up if you let us put the converter in there. Let us put your nitrous converter in that bitch. We're going to run you head the fuck up.
Dog, I got so much horsepower, you can't make the converter.
No problem. Just let us put the converter in the car, and we'll run you head the fuck up.
Dog, I'm going to fly you into Chicago to come over here and help work on it.
Drag, I'm telling you, fuck what Big Clark said. We'll run you head the fuck up. Fact of the matter, I take that back. We'll give you the back tie if you let us put the converter in your car.
Hey, this one I'm going to do for y'all, dog. I'm okay. You know, I'm big, but I got some projects. I can get the car high enough for me to get up under and put the trans in myself. But listen.
See, Claude, you tell the truth. One of the most pro stock, high-ribbon-ass motherfucking motors that he turned up to about 15 grand and shit, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you let us put goddamn nitrous converter in that bitch, we'll give you the back time.
Well, y'all hold on 1 second. Y'all hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. We got to give Atomic Dog the time. Atomic Dog, next week got a show coming up. Tell us a little something about that show.
That's right, man. Next week, December the 1st is going down, man. You know, we got Boss Bond and Proof coming back to town. We got Big Claw coming back to town. They got a race locked in with the Nightmare. Some cop here did the dum-dum and told Clark he'll turn him loose.
Hold on, now, hold on. Don't degrade that man talking about the dum-dum. That man does something that you won't do. That man does something you won't do.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because no sooner, goddamn it, he turn you loose, you're going to try and turn his ass loose. So I'm gonna say the man done dumb dumb, but it is what it is. It wasn't my deal. I stayed out of it, but sure, it's gonna go down. Also, we got some back halves up here for the Grudge Texas Baddest back half. That race gonna jump off. Got some good cars in it. Birdman and Darryl are supposed to hook up again. You know, Nightmare broke when they ran, but they supposed to be trying to make it happen again. So it'll be some good race. We got Tree Man out of Houston going down with Reggie Rabbit out of Louisiana. So, you know, it should be some good action out there, man, with a lot of locals doing something. So that's going to be the last big Grudge Race of Texas going down Dallas Raceway, December 1st. Anybody can make it close, make it, and, you know, it ought to be good. And some of us are going to try to come out to Florida after that. So here's what it is.
Well, Clark, Big Clark. I just hope they leave enough for me.
Hey, Big
Clark. Clark got his hands full. Clark got his hands full.
Hey, wait a minute. You was ain't seen me lately. I gave an extra 15 pounds so I can have enough for all y'all here. All right?
Let on. Clark.
Hey.
You know, the only time you have... The only time you have trouble out of Tracy is when you do better, when you get better ratings than he do. So,
hold on. Hey, Jay, tell me my number this week, Jay. Tell me the ratings this week. I ain't seen it.
I'm scared to say anything, Clark, because you know next week you'll be on there. Tommy Dog will go down on your ass.
Hey, listen. Every time I beat Tommy Dog, he had Miss Sharon to go on vacation for 2 weeks.
It's all good, man. Hey.
Yeah, leave it alone, Clark. You ride it out. This is next couple of weeks. Just keep things calm for a little while.
Hey, Jay Clark don't want to look at. He really don't want to look at the number. You try to bullshit him, ain't today. He really don't want to look.
Hey, hold on, Jay. Tell me the numbers. I ain't seen it.
Hey, let me tell you this. You know, Miss Sharon done told him. You know they keep a close. You know? you know that they looking. You know, he know.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Jay, this is the thing, Jay, you know, I noticed every time my show go off, you know, they don't put mine back on the internet to go back and listen to it until that next Monday. Seven dogs go off Tuesday, he is up Tuesday night.
Hey, Clark,
we can't do anything. But since y'all want to know, then Atomic Dog, goddammit, is number 7, and Big Clark is number 9.
Hey, dog, we ain't tell you to tell it, dog.
Hey, the Monday show was number 1, though, but it's just number 1 because everybody automatically called in on that show to see what's going on.
No, hell no. It's the damn best show in the country.
You goddamn lot enough. The Monday show wasn't worth a shit.
You crazy as shit.
Don't talk Joe number 4.
I'm glad you told me, dog, cause I had a look, so I'm going to see.
Who number 2?
Let him know that ass.
It's a whole bunch of more motherfuckers y'all don't know about. But Big Claw, they ain't got your show on. You right now, Big Claw. They ain't got your show on for the other night now. The other night, your show should move up to number 1 or 2. The show last night.
It ain't,
Hey, they ain't gonna put it up until next Monday, dog.
It's probably be tomorrow.
Hey, look, they ain't gonna put it up until next Monday, I'm telling you now, dog.
Hey, no, we're gonna plan on having a good race. Now, hold on, the strategy to all this shit. Ooh, okay. The only reason Tommy Dog had a good show, I told everybody to go there and listen in on his show. That's the only reason he had a good show. I turned all my listeners over to his ass.
Well, he thanks you,
hey,
dog.
Well, damn, dog. Hey, I can't beat you, Tommy Dog, and Miss Sherry, and Jay Bond. God damn.
I'm in another category. See, Jay don't never tell when he don't never tell for the last goddamn month. I've been number one or two. He don't never tell that shit, see.
Hey, no. But dog, listen, I got a question for you. Why you don't get in the category with all us, dog?
Well, and I don't know, and I don't need to get in there. I don't want to make y'all, you know, y'all already jealous of me, so I don't want to make, I ain't trying to rub it in on y'all.
Listen, man, dog on the damn Slim channel. How in the hell can you tell somebody that, you know, I mean, he competing against quilt making and shit like that.
why Jay laughing? I'm competing against 82,000 motherfucking shows. Y'all ain't competing against 135.
Hey,
y'all ain't competing against 135, and 35 of them motherfuckers is y'all.
Listen,
could you send me a few dollars to call in?
No, I don't need it. I don't give a damn. Don't nobody call on mine. Now, I don't get no money for calling. I ain't looking for no sponsorship. Now, next year, when I start, goddamn it, trying to advertise, then I'm going to need them motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. Don't nobody call my show. I don't get nothing for it. I'm just a bad bitch, though. They call my show just to see what shit I'm going to start. That's all they do.
That's right.
And
see that show I had the other night with Jay Bars on it? Oh, man, they blow that motherfucker up because they thought me and Jay Bond was going to fight. We fooling motherfuckers. We fooling bitches with that. And they got them. Him, Jay Bond and Tony Vines gave me the biggest raise I had.
Hey, listen here, dog. There's one thing we're going to do. We're going to tap yours and damn BET contract. We're going to ban you two motherfuckers from being together, too.
Me and BET?
Yeah, you and BET.
Me and BET ain't together.
Yeah, y'all two trouble starting motherfuckers, though. And y'all
motherfucker. I'm an independent motherfucker. I'm a bad bitch. And ain't nobody bought me yet. I told you motherfuckers give me $200 and I'm bought. You wouldn't give me $200. So goddamn
yeah,
Mike Hill kept me for them 29 fucking stinking ass dollars he paid me.
Well,
then Mike Hill, $29
in
goddamn
car.
Check bounced.
I'm going to give you $200 to get in Big Clark, car.
No, I don't want to get in there. To be honest with you, Greg, I done got a little nervous of getting them fast cars. I don't want to get in them fast cars. My nerves ain't.
Well, that one ain't that fast, dog. You can get in there.
Hey, Greg, get what, Greg?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let the boss kill you.
Man, the boss ain't going to bust a grip in Mr. Welch's backyard.
I'm going to let the boss beat you off the tree and everything, Dredd.
He ain't going to beat nothing, man.
Okay.
He ain't going to beat nothing. That's y'all boss. Y'all the one pledge allegiance to him.
Hey, Dredd, when you get out your car with the L, I want you to stand at attention until we say at ease, soldier.
Hey, Big Clock.
I'm using the Army Clock.
Big Clock.
You in the Army?
No, I wasn't in no Army.
How you know about that Eddie E shit then, man?
He was in boot camp.
Hey, this is JROTC, sir.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Big Chris.
What's up, man?
Blame it on them tires, neither.
Man, I'm going to tell you, we're going to inspect them motherfucker, Drag.
Hey, them tires. Them the tires that you finna get, the ones come off that truck I had in Mississippi, and they were brand new then. They got four or five runs on them when I ran the truck.
Okay. All
right. I just bought them to come down there.
Okay.
They got the mark on the side of them. Every time I make a run, I put a line on them. I got to look at them. They in the basement over there.
You might have baby boy out there with some Windex and time wiping the marks off them.
No, I wouldn't do you like that, Big Clock.
Oh, I do know. I'm just playing with you, Jack.
Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me when your car bogged, though. When you let that trash break out, that's going to go boom.
Hey, listen.
You know you got too much power.
Hey, listen. This wasn't going to happen. This wasn't going to happen. You sending me some slick-ass tires down here that ain't no good, and that nightmare still going to hook up and just do the thing in your ass.
Man, you watch
like
this, man. You just watch this. Hey, I just talked to Jerry today. He got dogged. I'm ready. I'm going on a dyno next week, boy.
Okay.
You fuck around and tear it up on the dyno that week, motherfucker.
We ain't going to hurt it. We ain't going to hurt it.
I just sent y'all a goddamn video. I mean, a
kicks,
motherfucker.
Look at that dog.
Okay. What I want you to do, I want you to look at the top and see them 8,000 motherfucking episodes. Then I'm going to send you a picture of y'all shit and show you them little 140 bitches.
Hey, dog.
Hey, listen, man.
You only been
over
10 years, dog.
Dog, this is what we want you to do, though, dog. Listen. We want you to come over there in the category with us so we can see what number you'll be.
Nah, I'm satisfied where I'm at.
Hey, BET, I'm drawing on dog. Hey, look, A5 Pro Tree on the talk show. Come on, dog.
But you know what, dog? You know why dog got an advantage? If he do. He got a bunch of nursing home listeners and stuff like that.
Hey, hold on a minute now. Drag ain't lying.
Yeah,
he ain't lying. But to be honest with you,
they
said they were gonna listen to y'all, but y'all don't make them happy like I do.
All that cat shit, I get all of them cat.
Hello. So, now Jay said the right thing. It all count. I don't give a fuck the nursing home. Drag, you say you play the dogs and drag?
Yeah, I play. I don't care. Say what you gotta say. I don't care.
Shit, your mama be listening to them too.
I know it. She she be listening with your daddy, tricking him out all his money.
Now see, that's how motherfuckers gotta do that. You know, y'all motherfuckers be getting upset. That's how I bitch you to play that shit because I don't be giving a damn.
Hey, let me get this man on. Y'all, it's been a man on here. His name is Buff Motorsport, and he said he's looking for some damn action.
Oh, he ain't gonna do nothing.
That's only Bucks.
Is he on?
Oh.
Buff Motorsport, your mic is open. Buff Motorsport.
His name Bucks, that's why he's talking out his ass.
Tony Bucks, that's Tony Bucks, man. Tony Bucks, what's happening?
He done got three. He ain't talking.
He's scared to get
on. He got that sweater on. He got that sweater on.
If he got that motherfucking sweater on, let me see if I find y'all some pussy, man.
God damn it,
I'm getting tired of y'all. Y'all done got on my goddamn nerves. Hey, bitch,
No, you already know that it ain't but one motherfucking BET won't now.
My Becky.
That's right.
That bitch won't answer the goddamn phone. That hoe got a new boyfriend. Hey. Goddamn it, giving that goddamn money.
Hey, BET said he is in love with him. Some Becky.
Let's see, can I get that bitch?
What about pudding?
Hey,
y'all
Greg.
Was talking about pudding the last time.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all don't know that YBC got that kept getting them tickets. He's trying to go back to the
bedroom. He called it, too.
Dog is calling
hello,
for real.
Hello, dear.
Hey, baby, what's up, bitch?
Hello, dear. What are you doing, my love?
Coming over here to suck this dick.
OMG, dude, really?
I got one of my buddies want to watch you suck that dick.
Huh?
He want to see if you suck a dick. I told him you know how to do it, though. You think you any good at that?
I think I can.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
tell my buddies hello, baby.
Huh?
Tell my buddies hi.
Hello, everybody. How are y'all?
Hey. Hey, Becky.
Hello.
Hey, look here, girl. What you been doing tonight, motherfucker? You both got a new motherfucker since I don't hear from your motherfucking ass.
No, I do not.
Who you been out there fucking?
I ain't been to nobody. I've been at my mother's house.
Oh, that's about your mama. I want to fuck your mama, too.
I'm MG, dude. Really?
Ain't shit. She don't like black guy?
My God.
Your mama don't like black guy?
I don't ask her.
Bring on with me. Fuck her.
Hey, that's
what I'm talking about. You got paid for 20?
There you go.
Yep.
He said you got paid for 20.
Hey, I got a guy named Jay Barnes, Holly. I got a guy named Jay Barnes, right? He never in his life had no pussy, you know. So you no white pussy. You think you might let him look at it?
He never had no white girl.
Yeah, he never had no white girl before.
Again, what the world coming to these days?
I mean, he's a faggot. He ain't never had no pussy, period.
Yeah, we're shot out, dude.
Look at, hey, what time you going in tonight? You got a car tonight?
Yeah.
I might call me later on. I might want to fuck you.
All
right,
well, you
yeah,
might
let
be
me calling
you,
me. Let me give you his new
hang
number, 708.
I'll be
there, bye. Dog, new number, 708-073.
Say what now?
I was trying to get your new phone number.
Man, you a bad bitch. They don't understand that shit. Motherfucker said, let me give you his phone number. Then he give him his phone number. Hey, look here. I'm finna call his other bitch, right? I'm finna call his other hoe. Don't y'all send anybody this here. Don't send anybody here. This here bitch here, she kind of funny. So don't, when y'all get her, if she come on the phone, don't y'all send it.
That damn dog here, boy. I tell you now. That motherfucker here for real now. He ain't just front now. He for real.
He is hilarious.
Hey, BG.
Nah.
Oh, this motherfucker here fool. Hold on.
Do not accept new messages at this time.
Man, dog is a fool for real.
Ooh. Yeah, you know.
Mm-mm-mm.
What do you say, Clark?
Man, why you ain't tell Bigger to call you, man?
Nah, dog got wrapped up.
Big Greg.
Yes, sir.
Let's do that, man.
Who this?
Sleepy.
Shake. Sleep.
Yeah,
what?
Let's
hey,
do
sleep.
Let's
sleep.
Do this, man.
I can't afford to mess with two projects right now, bro.
I'm talking when you get done with yours.
When I'm done with mine, I'm gonna do it.
Okay, that'll work.
I gotta go ahead and break Big Clark and Dog back first.
What's happening, BG?
Hey, Big Sleepy, this is Big Steve.
What up, BG?
What up, baby?
Nothing, man. Laying back with the fellas enjoying the show, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, I'm gonna hurt Dog. Dog gonna be sick, boy.
You know
and
you
I'm
got sorry. It.
I'm trying my best to be ready for Fat Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me, Dog?
Dog, he got kicked off. He got kicked off.
No, he didn't.
Kicked
dog.
Off.
Dog trying to
get
some girls
back
on.
Now he got kicked out. Right? What I need you to do is call him on the house phone, cause he just tied my damn line up by calling me.
He kicked him off.
Yeah, this guy calling me. Hold on.
Click him in, Clark.
Dog trying to get that. Dog trying to get some girls
what up,
on the line.
Ain't nothing, bro. Big Clark.
He's trying to get dog on. Now if he had text me first and I had called him, then I could have tied him in. But when somebody called, I'm on the call. That's something they won't let me do it.
No, I'm getting
hey,
them off.
Hey, BT, you the videographer. You should be able to have a 10-way.
I know, man. I know. I really do, Dre.
Y'all got
I really do, but that damn.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dog. Dog.
Oh, yeah, man. Hold on a minute. God damn it, Big Clark had to get me back on. Y'all bitches knocked me off. I'm on there trying to slam some pussy.
Hey, dog.
Sorry, ass, didn't know how to do it.
Hey, dog, you guess who just called me? I left him that number. That was Becky.
Don't tell me you do that.
Hold on, let me call this other bitch. Y'all be quiet. If I get back on with this other bitch, y'all be quiet, though. Let me see, can I get this over?
Alright. Don't tell me that man I respect no woman. He called every woman bitch and hoe and
oh man, look here now. You know he got a spot. He got
yo,
a spot
up,
now.
Man,
he...
Get up.
Okay. I wanna tell you so bad.
Told you to shut the fuck up. This motherfucking
hello.
Damn, shut the fuck up, man. Ain't no nigga gonna answer that phone. Oops.
A mailbox belonging to.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, you got another white girl.
Hey, dog, mess up when you say hello.
That's all I did with it. Goddamn it, I got.
Hey,
like
y'all see?
Them bitches.
Hey, dog ain't slow. Neither you see? Click that phone number off before they say her phone number.
Hey, I'm talking about it now. BET tell you, I don't give a fuck if you call them stanky bitches.
Now, look here. I'm going to tell you. Let me tell him this, dog. Now, dog got a Waffle House that he go to every night after race, right? And he got this old woman in there. And he said he used to fuck up. He said he used to fuck up when she really looked good.
You know, remember, yeah, I fucked that bitch like 75 years ago, man. Shit.
Yeah.
The bitch was on crack back then, too. So, goddamn.
She holds a motherfucker now. You know
what I'm saying? She ain't no older than me. She said, look at me. Hold on a minute. We gotta find y'all another one. Hold on a minute. Don't y'all. Now, hey, look here, if I get this one on, like I said, when I come back, if I get them on, don't y'all send that no, because them bitches married. Hold on.
Well, hurry up, you ain't got but 9 minutes.
Goddamn dog, bro.
Damn, I'm over here, man.
Wow.
Hello,
hey, y'all be quiet now. Be quiet. Y'all motherfuckers. Who am I going to whoop? Ass and my ass. Yeah, dude.
Hello?
God damn, I told you shut the fuck up. I know that ain't you.
Hey, Bruce Brittany, I can't come to my phone right now. Believe your name.
What the hell? We call another white girl.
I told you, I got a bunch of them bitches.
We call an all white girl for real.
I was trying to tell y'all, but she married, so I don't want to get them fucked up like that. I call them hoes. Now I'm finna call a black bitch that ain't got good. No, I ain't gonna call that stupid though. That bitch will fuck me up.
Don't call me.
Yeah, go ahead, man. We ain't got much time, man. Jay always fuck the damn shows up when it's time to go. We just be getting good when the show be going. I thought you said you had the best shows, motherfucker. Why them bitches can't last more than 3 hours?
It's like gold, dawg. It's limited supply.
Hey, well, cut Buck Naked Show off and cut, cut your non-producing shows off.
Hey, a couple of weeks ago, Buck Naked and BJ Grant were number one. Remember,
because, goddamn it, we turned them over because we said we had something special going on, motherfucker. Don't just tell the truth. Otherwise, if you ain't got nothing special going on, them bitches don't even make the top 20.
Damn.
Big Clark show from yesterday ain't come up yet. I read because it's Thanksgiving. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to look it up. Big Clark going to be back to number one or two, though.
No,
I know that. I'll tell you what.
Clark, I'll tell you what the deal is, that Atomic Dog don't put his show up until...
but you tell the truth, though, Atomic Dog shit go up as soon as it happens, just like mine.
Hey, man, we gotta keep work going over here, man. Gotta keep work going over here.
Hey, what's the weather? What's the weather like over there, Tracy?
75 degrees.
Today we had right at 70 degrees over here today. And, you know, it's good weather over here right now.
But see, Dre, yeah, just like down in Albany, it was probably 70, 75 today, but they got a cold front coming in. They shit going to drop down into the low 60s, high 50s tomorrow.
That's like a heat wave for us, man. It's 28 degrees.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, it's rough.
I went and started my old toter home up today, man. It took me about 30 minutes to start that joke.
we got good weather all week down here. I mean,
that's a good problem.
Right? Next week.
I didn't want to get Big Clark in no trouble, but he already, I can't hold him, so he shouldn't have told me. Big Clark said, God damn it, after he fuck you up, Big Red, he going to fuck Tracy up, head up with his back haircut.
Well, Tracy won't never get no run then.
Hey, no, I promise you. I promise you, dog. Big, I promise you, Big Claw. He ain't gonna touch me.
Uh-oh.
You ain't gonna get no line outside. You ain't gonna get no action, Tracy.
I'm not gonna line outside if you think I'm gonna let him tap out of there.
You ain't gonna get no action because he ain't gonna never whoop me.
Hey, tell it dog. Tell it dog. When I knock drag off, all I want from you is lane choice. I'm gonna fuck over you.
I remember you said that, Pop.
That's your forget. That's your forget.
Hey,
y'all told me some stuff.
You know, you can't really, Clark, lie. Clark, be a gentleman. Get that motherfucker lane choice. Hey, guess what? Anything you give me, I take it.
I believe that, man.
Just keep it safe, man, and y'all enjoy yourself.
All right.